High school football is on the air. Havenfootball.net and the Swarthmoreian Weekly Newspaper are pleased to present tonight's Strathaven football game. Tonight's season opener is between the Innerborough Buccaneers and your Strathaven Panthers.
Farlow cuts back to his right, pushing Powell, still on his feet, dragged down from behind at the 18-yard line. Two hands on the ball, now pulling away, 50, 45, 40. Jarris Adams with one man to beat inside the 10, the 5. He will go the distance.
Tonight's game is sponsored by the Swarthmoreian Weekly Newspaper, true local coverage of Swarthmore, Wallingford, and surrounding neighborhoods. Published since 1893. Steve Tobbs, Allstate Insurance and Media. Auto, home, and life. You're in good hands with Allstate. PNC Bank branches in Nether Providence and Swarthmore, your friendly neighborhood bank. Make today the day. AMF Auto Clinic, taking care of your cars since 1961. Located in Brookhaven on Edgemont Avenue. The Delaware County Daily Times, all high school sports every day. If it happens in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times. Sandy McCulley at Berkshire Hathaway Home Services and Media. Give her a call when buying or selling your home. Here are tonight's internet announcers, the voices of the Strathaven Panthers, Brian Carroll, Pete Fulginetti, Andrew Kaufman, and Mike Mayer.
Well, back at George L. King Field in what we hope is a return to normalcy. Think back to 12 months ago. We didn't know if there would be a high school football season at all. As we waited and waited through most of the fall, we ended up with six games and got a truncated version of a high school football season that was exciting in the Central League and more exciting that the 2020 Strathaven Panthers went 5-1 and had a very successful campaign. Now, we flash forward here to 11 and a half months later, and we are ready to play football a week before Labor Day weekend and ready to go here for what we hope is another terrific run here in Coach Kevin Clancy's 40th season coaching high school football in Delaware County. Strathaven and Innerborough ready to get going here in just a moment at George L. King Field in Wallingford. Good evening, everybody. Brian Carroll bringing you play-by-play at Strathaven Middle School and Innerborough with their second-year coach, Dennis Lux. Speaking of a strange season, Innerborough didn't get to play last fall at all, but did jump into the United 10 shortened season in the early spring and got four games under their belt with a new coaching staff. The entire coaching staff, Innerborough alumni, and they are looking to make some noise here as the visitors tonight at George L. King Field, but back in the Del Valle League for Innerborough. And it should be very interesting seeing some high expectations here for the Panthers as they return almost the entirety of their offensive line, plus a couple of guys in the backfield that made some noise a year ago. And Panthers, as I speak, starting to hear some clapping in the background as the Panthers make their way onto the field in their silver and black. Black jerseys tonight, silver helmets, silver pants. Carrying the American flag is co-captain Chase Barlow. And the cheerleaders are here tonight. A version of the pep band is here. Not quite the 300-plus that we're used to seeing, but we do have, a pep band, smaller version of them here to make a little noise. So enough talking from me. Let's turn it over to Mike Mayer, who runs havenfootball.net. And Mike, doing the engineering and color commentary. But this feels a lot better than it did last August, doesn't it?
Boy, last August, we were, the season started late. We couldn't sit in the booth because of protocols. And, of course, there were no fans allowed except for us. And then visiting teams wouldn't allow anybody in but coaches. So we went as a coach so we could have you call the game in, and we did it over the cell phone, which is, we'll still do, but it's not the best choice that we want, obviously. But it does feel great to be back. We're all here. People are, the rule is if you're indoors, you got to wear a mask in the school. But we are about as outdoors as you can be and still be in a building. We have a nice breeze actually coming through at the moment. I am covered in sweat, which is typical. That'll be happening for the first 3 weeks of the season. I do want to note that we have a new sponsor, which is a master sponsor, which means they are footing a big part of the bill, and that's the Swarthmoreian Weekly Newspaper. We also are going to be publishing an article there every week. It publishes every Friday. It's available over at 320 Market or over at the Swarthmore Co-op. Or you can get a hold of swarthmoreian.com and get a subscription, which they mail to you, and I think it's $7. It's $7 or $8 a month, which is certainly reasonable. So if you're looking for local news, really local news, Swarthmore, Wallingford, and surrounding communities, the Swarthmoreans the way you want to do it. In the meantime, we were all at the scrimmage. It was quite a scrimmage. Probably the better one of the better ones that I've seen. This could be a very exciting season. We have some tremendous size up front, as I said, in the 50-yard line. You know, well over 200 pounds as an average, over 6 feet tall, and they look really crisp and really sharp. Innerbrower certainly had their trouble last year. Hopefully, they have recovered since their March, April season, I guess it was, and where they had a one and three season. So hopefully they'll come back with a vengeance. But we expect a good game. But we're really interested to see what Haven looks like this year. We're expecting very, very good things.
Very good things indeed. And you mentioned the offensive line, but you know, as you look around the league this year, I was talking with the ninth grade coach Dan Mulhern before the game, and we were just speculating. Of course, it's really week one. There's a lot of football to be played, obviously. But, you know, Springfield brings back most of their line and nine starters on defense. Haverford brings back four-fifths of their offensive line and some good skill guys. Garnet Valley reloads again. They're three-time defending Central League champs. You know, it will not be an easy path regardless. But, again, the Panthers can be encouraged about what they have coming back, and a couple of them are out at midfield right now as the co-captains. Matt Schuler wearing number 23. 24 is Chase Barlow. Ethan Barrar, your offensive guard, wearing 57. And Nick Filos, the other guard on the offensive line. Over on the far sideline tonight, we got number four, Abu Kamara, along with number 11, Robert Forbes. They are two of your co-captains,
55.
And 55 as well,
and
Brady Hummel, and number six is Billy Kyle. Those are your co-captains for Innerbro, who are in their white jerseys with gold numerals, black helmets, and gold pants. We're going to pause momentarily here, getting ready for the playing of the national anthem, I believe. Well, let's see.
Yep.
Both teams are in their huddles at the moment, but again, we'll say thanks to everybody at 920 WON for picking up the game tonight as well. I hope you're listening there as well. But we come back, we'll be here for the last couple seconds of the national anthem and the opening kickoff of the 2021 high school football season right here on HavenFootball.net.
You probably have a deductible of $500 on your car insurance. Why shouldn't it shrink each year you drive safely? Allstate thinks it should, down to nothing. Can you afford not to be in good hands?
Your local Allstate agent is Steve Taub in media. Give him a call at 610-566-3500 for all your insurance needs.
The Swarthmoreian Weekly Newspaper has partnered up with HavenFootball.net. The Swarthmoreian was established in 1893 and is a true community newspaper and covers the Wallingford-Swarthmore School District, as well as events in Swarthmore, Wallingford, and surrounding communities. Get your copy every Friday at 320 Market or Swarthmore Co-op, or call 610-543-0900 for a mailed subscription. For all the local news, read the Swarthmoreian every week.
Your car is probably your second biggest investment, and AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven wants to keep that investment in tip-top shape. AMF Auto Clinic has been maintaining automobiles since 1961, and they take pride in their work and in keeping your car in perfect running order. From inspections to general maintenance and repair, you can trust your auto investment to AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven. Call for an appointment today at 610-872-2167.
Selling or buying a home is serious business, and for serious business the key to your success is to work with an experienced agent. Sandy McCulley has almost 20 years of real estate experience and is a seller representative specialist, as well as a certified residential specialist. Sandy specializes in both Delaware and Chester County real estate. Sandy conveniently works out of the Media Berkshire Hathaway Home Marketing Center in Media. Let Sandy's experience be your advantage in today's multifaceted real estate market. Give Sandy a call at 610-368-6641.
This is Keith Jackson reminding you you're listening to High School Football right here on HavenFootball.net.
That's the Star Spangled Banner performed by the 12th Man, the Strathaven Marching Unit. Not here in full tonight, but again, did a beautiful job to get started. There will not be a halftime show on the field, so we'll keep you busy with conversation from Pete Fulginetti and Andrew Kaufman joining Mike Mayer at halftime. We'll try to get you score updates from around the Central League, District 1 and District 12 as well. But in the meantime, Getting ready for the opening kickoff.
I'm so excited. Looking,
yeah, no, this is very exciting. We'll get to the starting lineups momentarily here, but we were looking at the weather earlier today. If you're joining us from outside of the Delaware Valley, it's basically been quite a stormy afternoon, but we look clear for the next few hours and should be ready to go here.
So, by the way, there's no breeze. I was feeling the fan.
It's a muggy night here. Muggy night. So Strathaven will kick it away. Charlie Shankweiler, second team All-Central a year ago. He's back for his senior season. He'll have it on the tee at the 40-yard line, ready to kick it away to number two, Zaki Brooks, number four, Abu Kamaro. They flank number six, Billy Kyle. So three dangerous return men standing deep for Innerboro. And Shankweiler and the Panthers will look to pin them deep here with the opening kickoff. So we'll keep you posted on scores as we go, but we are ready to go. Shankweiler, here's the whistle. Hand in the air, ready to approach, and 2021 is underway. High end over end kick. It's going to come down to Brooks at about the 7-yard line over on the right side. Up the right sideline, cuts to his left, and has a little seam here across the 40. Whoa. One man to beat, cuts to his right down the far sideline. Now a foot race, 40, 35, 30, and he's finally tracked down and tripped up. Chase Nangle with a touchdown saving tackle down at the 19-yard line.
Shankweiler wanted to make the tackle and ended up taking out one of his own defenders.
Well, Shankweiler as the goalkeeper for the soccer team and, your last line of defense, you're hoping that the ball carrier doesn't get back to your last line there. But great return there for first-time football player Zaki Brooks. So Panthers have
to
in the red zone to start things is the Innerboro offense. Quarterback is Julian Bulovas. Running backs Robert Forbes and Billy Kyle. Zaki Brooks and Abu Kamara are your slot back and wide receiver. Gavin Walls is your tight end. We'll get to the offensive line in a minute. First and 10 from the Panthers' 16-yard line. Motion man from left to right. They turn. They give to the tailback. This is Robert Forbes off the right side. He'll push ahead for a few, maybe three or four. Let's see where they spot. Oh, down to the 11-yard line. Brings up second down and five. The rest of the offensive line for Innerboro includes Logan Roberts, Rocco Barone, Theo Demopoulos, Matt Gallinaw as your center, and big right tackle Deshaun Johnson's the biggest guy on the field. And that's saying something considering Jake Millett goes 6'4", 290 these days for the Panthers. Second down and five. Wing to the right. Slot to the right. And now we go split end to the right. And a double wing with a fullback. Wing T look, and there's a flinch. And looks like two men in motion. No flags, though. All right. And now you still have two men in motion. And here we go. They give off the right side. Flags all over the place. This is going to come back. But a nice job there by Anthony Crawford on the tackle.
Can they assess two penalties on one play?
You can, but it's basically the same infraction. You're going to get an illegal shift and back them up here. And Brooks on the carry.
Who was the Strathaven kid who made the tackle on the kickoff?
Chase Nangle.
Chase Nangle. Man, he turned on the Jets to catch
him.
He really came from out of nowhere.
Yeah, he really had some good closing speed on that play.
All right, so illegal motion there on the first carry. Or on the second play of the game. So they'll try it again now, second down and 10 from the Strathaven 16-yard line. Panther defense, we'll get to that after this play, but they are on their heels here in the shadow of their own goalposts to start the season. See if they can hold here on second down and 10. Wing to the right comes in motion to the left now. They give it the tailback. This is Forbes stretching out to the left side, turns and goes up, and he's cut under cut. Ball comes loose. Nangle on the tackle. Ball scramble for it, and let's see who has it. They unpile. The referee has in his hand. They're going to say Innerboro recovered.
Yep.
But Nangle undercut Forbes there, who went high in the air and drops down at the 12-yard line. So he picks 4 yards.
Which is why hurdling right in high school is probably not a good idea.
It'll bring up third down and about six. Panther defense, you mentioned Chase Nangle at one corner, Austin Connor at the other side. Free safety is Aiden Sutherland, and Matt Schuller is your strong safety. Up front, probably the strength of the defensive team right now, certainly the most experienced. Up front, you've got Nate Perlman and Mason Green as the ends. Farabaugh and Barrar are the tackles. We'll get to the linebackers in a moment. On third and six, Bolivis back to pass, looking, has time, has to tuck, and now scrambling to his right. Eyes still downfield, looking, fires, and it is intercepted by Aiden Sutherland. He's got it, yep. Aiden Sutherland. Comes up and makes the grab at the 6-yard line. Pass ill-advised there from Bulovas. And the Panther defense forces the turnover. Yeah. Well, didn't even get to mention the linebackers, Crawford, Fuskas, and Barlow. But in the meantime, great job by the secondary here. with Nangle on a tackle, and then nice job by Sutherland. All right, here we go. Panther offense on the field. They'll start first and 10 here at their own six-yard line. Sam Milligan is your first-time starter at quarterback. Anthony Crawford, first-time starter at fullback. Matt Schuler and Chase Barlow, the halfbacks. Tight ends Nate Perlman and Mason Green. And then the front five, all back from last year. Beck, Filios, Barrar, Millette, and Faribault. Here we go. First and 10 from the six. Two tight ends. Wing to the left is Schuler. Milligan under center. They give to the fullback. This is Crawford, who lowers the shoulder, pushes his way near the 10-yard line. Gets a little assist there from Ben Faribault, pulling him out to the 10 for a gain of four. Brings up second down.
Boy, Panthers do like that kind of football. You know, that smash mouth with center right up their gut and see what they can do with it.
Well, and this is a kind of night that if you can keep your offense on the field and take 4 yards at a time and, you know, wear a team down, this is...
My coach used to say 4-4-4 is a first down.
Second down and six here. Panthers from their own 10. Wing to the right this time is Barlow, Schuler, and Crawford in the backfield. Milligan gives to Matt Schuler. On the cutback, bumps into his own man. Now still on his feet, into the secondary. Now explosive, 30, 40, midfield. Pulling away is Schuler at the 30, and he will go 90 yards with his first touch of the season. Matt Schuler on the board for the Panthers.
Well, I guess that answers that question.
Bumped into his own man in the backfield, and after that, the seas parted.
And he just turned on the Jets, found another gear, and no one could catch him after he crossed the 40.
Well, we've seen this kid play since he was a freshman, and he's gotten bigger and stronger and faster.
What a job up front there. After he bumped into his own man, again, nice vision, nice cutback there, but he was barely touched. What a job up front by the Panther line. Shankweiler on for the extra point. Sam Milligan on a knee at the 10 to hold it. Here we go. Ball spotted. Kick is away. Plenty of distance. And Shankweiler, 1-for-1 to start the year. 7-0 Strathaven with 8:37 to play here in the opening quarter. Can Interboro bounce back? We'll be back in just a moment to find out. Stick with us. You're listening live to high school football on havenfootball.net.
Hello, everyone. I'm Ron Jaworski, former Philadelphia Eagles quarterback, and you're listening to high school football right here on havenfootball.net.
Your car is probably your second biggest investment, and AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven wants to keep that investment in tip-top shape. AMF Auto Clinic has been maintaining automobiles since 1961, and they take pride in their work and in keeping your car in perfect running order. From inspections to general maintenance and repair, you can trust your auto investment to AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven. Call for an appointment today at 610-872-2167.
Hello, everyone. I'm Ron Jaworski, former Philadelphia Eagles quarterback, and you're listening to high school football right here on havenfootball.net.
Well, shades of 2019 when the Panthers visited Interboro and Ebo Pio went on the first play from scrimmage almost 70 yards with a run, and here took an extra play. They went fullback dive up the middle for four, and then Matt Schuler goes the rest of the 90 yards for his longest run of his career and a 7-0 Panther lead. 8:37 to play here in the opening quarter. Panthers looking for better kickoff coverage this time, and ready to go is Shankweiler at the 40. He kicks it away straight ahead. This is going to come down to Kyle. Hits him in the knee down near the goal line. He still has trouble picking it up at the two. Now he has a hand on it. Straight up the middle he goes, and he's swarmed by Sutherland and a host of other Panthers. Great job there by Sutherland and number 27, Brandon Miller. Good work there by the Panther kicker getting that ball deep. And now, after the bobbled return, Interboro with a long field in front of them. They'll start at their own 12-yard line. So, Panthers with a 7-0 lead. We'll try to keep you updated elsewhere. Last we saw Haverford leading Philadelphia Central 21-0. Marple Newtown was up 7-0 on Collingswood, New Jersey, after the first quarter. That was a 6 o'clock start, or 5 o'clock start for them. Here we go, first and 10. Give it to the tailback straight up the middle. This is Forbes, and he is stacked up by Barlow and friends. Forward progress, I think, will give him the 15-yard line. And Forbes, 3 carries for 13 yards now. And now they'll give him just shy of the 14. So maybe call it 3 here, second down and 7. Mason Green up front with Ethan Barrar. Nick Filios has checked in at defensive tackle. And Ben Farabaugh being helped to the sideline here. Not a good sign for the Panthers. Hopefully this is nothing serious. All right, here we go. Give is to the fullback this time, and this is a play that has gashed the Panthers the last few years when the they've played Interborough, and that time it's number four Kamara lined up at fullback and takes it out for a first down yardage out to the 22-yard line. So Kamara, probably your most dangerous offensive player. That's the guy that the Panthers were most concerned about after seeing some tape. They're going to say, actually, just shy of a first down here. All right, third and less than a yard. Kamara split end to the right this time. Wing is Brooks to the right. I formation behind Bolivis on third and one. They give it to Forbes straight up the middle. He's got enough for a first down.
Good second effort.
Across the 25 after the 26. And it'll bring up second down, or sorry, another, a first down there. First of the game here for Interborough. So a little bit of breathing room for the Bucks. Nice work there to stretch it out to the 27. That's, this drive started at the 12. So nice work there by Forbes. And Panthers staring at the same formation. They run counter to this near side this time. The cutback is Kyle, and he is right there waiting for him. Nice work there by 84. That's Mason Green. Kyle takes it to the maybe the 29. 6:35 and counting to play here in the first quarter. Strathaven 7, Interborough nothing. Interborough's second possession of the game. Interborough's opening kickoff run all the way back to the 16-yard line, but could not cash in. Aiden Sutherland with the interception. And Matt Schuler went 90 yards two plays later. Here, second down and 8 from their own 29, right between the hash marks. Split end to the right is Walsh. Wing to the right, back to pass is Bolivist out to that far sideline. It's caught by Walsh, short of the sticks. Nice work there by Schuler, Fuskas, and Nangle to wrestle him out of bounds at about the 34. So gain of about 5, but that gets Bolivist a little confidence maybe after his first pass was intercepted. There's a nice 5-yard hitch and brings him up to third and pretty manageable here. Should be third and about 3 or 4.
Yeah, I'd say a long 3 or a short 4.
All right, Bobby Fuskas getting the start at inside linebacker. He's a junior, first-time starter. Third and about almost 4. Double wing. Motion man is Brooks. They run counter again. Here comes Kyle to the left side of the line. He dives forward. He's going to be awfully close to a first down.
Yep, looks like my guy.
Looks like they're going to give it to him. Needed 3 and got 3 and maybe an inch. So good work there by Kyle on his second carry. And again, nothing fancy here from Interborough. And again, to your point that you made earlier, Mike, 4 yards at a time can wear a team out and certainly get done what you need to offensive.
Oh, yeah, and it can also, you know, if you got some passing ability, you're running up the middle like that will open up your passing routes a little bit. We'll see what kind of passing they do.
Interborough first and 10 at their own 37. Under center is Bulvis, wing to the right. They give it to the up man, the fullback, and he is stacked up nicely. Anthony Crawford there to meet Kamara in the hole after about 3 or 4.
3.
Okay.
Well, maybe 4.
Just across the 40.
Yep.
So Kamara stacked up by Anthony Crawford, who was he and Greg Belleville tied for the team lead in tackles a year ago. Crawford just a junior now. Belleville as a senior out of the lineup with an injury tonight. So Fuskas gets the start there. Second down and call it 6 here. Ben Farabaugh is being tended to on the sideline, but seems to be okay. Nice work there, working with the training staff, get him going. Here's a counter to this near side. This is Brooks trying to stretch it, and he is slung down by Ethan Barrar.
Nice
Got
play.
Some help from Nate Perlman at the end, but Barrar tracks him from behind and slings him down for a big loss back to the 35-yard line.
That was all game film, knowing what the formation looked like, and then penetrating, slipping through the blocks, and nobody ever touched him when he got into the backfield.
Loss of 6 there for Brooks, and now third and long.
By the way, if you're trying to find the video at Strathaven Athletics, the video, the hardware never came in, so that and it won't come until November. So you're stuck with us.
Well,
if you're not at the game, listen to us. That's the only way it's going to work.
Now we're feeling pressure.
Yep.
Now you've done it, Mike. All
flag
right, well, flag on the play. I think Interborough had 12 men in the huddle. Yeah, illegal substitution is the call. So they broke the huddle with 12, and this is going to back them up another 5 yards to the 30. It's going to turn it into 3rd and 17 now. And a pretty obvious passing situation. And this is where, again, Strathaven, you have three new guys in the secondary. Now, Nangle played some last year as a sophomore, but Connor on the far side as a corner. Free safety is Aiden Sutherland. These are first-time starters in the secondary that, again, remains to be seen how they hold up.
The interception was a coverage sack. Yeah. There was no coverage interception. There was just nobody open.
Four wide shotgun look for Belovis. Two receivers to either side and back to pass on 3rd and 17. Looking, steps up. Hit as he throws deep down the near sideline, and Nangle swats it away. Nice work there from Chase to knock it out near the 45-yard line. Intended receiver Billy Kyle down this near sideline. 4th and 17 and punting time for Interborough.
First punt of the game. First punt of the season.
Yep.
I'm big on those first.
I was looking at stats last year and looking at, how did our punters do last year? Well, can you believe last year in 6 games we punted 5 times total? Strathaven averaged 44 points per game in that 6-game season a year ago, and 3 punts for Shankweiler, 2 for Sam Milligan before he was injured. And now, again, hoping this is the first one they forced for Interborough. Here we go, 4th and 17. Here's a low line drive punt. It's going to come towards Schuler, who takes it on one hop at the 29-yard line. Looking for room up the left hash, cuts back to his right, steps away from one man, two man, flag on the play as he comes back to the near sideline, 50, 45, and slings him down. Nice work there by number 20, Sadiq Gillard. But I think you're going to get a block in the back out at the Panther 37.
Which is sad because the block took place after the runner was already, where Schuler had already gone by.
Yeah.
So there's Schuler no reason was, for it. But.
Schuler was already past him. But if this is going to be a block in the back, we'll wait to see the signal here. But it's probably going to back up the Panthers somewhere near their own 27 when they – and the offense is already heading that way, to making that assumption. All right, so –
We're very rarely wrong up here.
244, speak for yourself. 244 to play here in the opening quarter. Strathaven 7, Interborough nothing. Panthers with a two-play drive on their opening drive that covered 94 yards. 4 yards for Crawford on fullback dive and 90 for Schuler on the next play.
Can't wait to see his next carry. All right, be a great average.
They might spread it around to different players here, too. So Schuler's punt return is wiped out there. That would have set him up on Interborough's side of the field. But instead, Aiden Sutherland into the game at split end here. Wingo left to Schuler. Now he got a whistle pre-snap. Time out. Interborough to talk things over. So we're going to take a short time out with him. Thanks for sticking with us. Be back in just a moment. 1st and 10 for the Panthers when we come back on HavenFootball.net.
PNC Bank has technology to help make banking easier, like a PNC Business line of credit or PNC Total Auto, a place online to easily find and finance the right car for you, or PNC Home Insight to search for a new house within your budget. PNC, make today the day.
PNC Bank branches in Nether Providence and Swarthmore are ready to help you with all your banking needs. Stop by and say hello. Make today the day.
Hello, everyone. I'm Ron Jaworski, former Philadelphia Eagles quarterback, and you're listening to high school football right here on HavenFootball.net.
Welcome back to George L. King Field. 7-0 Strathaven here with 2:44 to play in the opening quarter. Moving left to right in front of us on their home turf. Interborough just used their first timeout on defense, and Panthers trying to get things going. Garnet Valley leading Downingtown West 14-0. Upper Darby trails Monsignor Bonner Prendy 7-0 in the first quarter. And we'll try to keep you posted on scores from elsewhere as we go. Here, Panthers go back to 2 tight ends here to start. Mason Green, tight end to the right. Perlman to the left. Wing T behind Milligan, who gives to Barlow on the sweep to the left side. Barlow looking for room, sets up his block, cuts back to his right, still on his feet, and gets first down yardage. 11-yard carry there out to the 38-yard line for Barlow. Nice work there by the line, and smart running from Barlow.
I was going to say, Barlow did a super job following his block and just staying with it and waiting for him to clear.
Filios leading the way there, and that will move the chains. Put it out at the 39-yard line. Barlow picks up 12 on his first carry of the season. Barlow a year ago chipped in with 131 yards and 4 rushing touchdowns. He lines up wing to the right here on 1st and 10. Crawford and Schuler in the backfield behind Milligan. 2 tight ends again. on first and 10. From the 39, they give on the quick hitter to Crawford, and he breaks a tackle, second tackle, carrying people into Innerborough territory down to the 48-yard line. Give him 13 right up the gut, and the Panthers move the sticks again. Well, as expected, ground and pound here for the Panthers, and the success rate so far, can't complain at all about that.
And let's hope the Carroll curse doesn't enter the field.
Aiden Sutherland checks into the game. Perlman out. Sutherland split end to the right. Wing to the right as well is Chase Barlow. Milligan on first and 10 from the Innerborough 48. Has Schuler in motion. They give it to Crawford. Lots of room off right tackle. He's going to barrel his way across the 40. It'll take four white jerseys to drag him down at the 39-yard line. Nine more for the big fullback.
Boy, and that was a wide open hole. I mean, there was you and I could have run through that. They would have made it a little wider for me, but other than that.
Well, Crawford and Greg Belleville were expected to be the sort of the 1-2 punch at that fullback spot, and you're trying to replace an all-Delco in Jarris Adams from a year ago. And, you know, when I think from the coaching standpoint right now, you know, when you look at Strathaven and that offensive line, again, there are going to be multiple lines this year that outsize them. But as far as experience and strength, like this team is terrific. And when you say, well, who are we going to key on in the backfield? You know, pick your poison. Schuler, Crawford, and Barlow, that's a tough menu right there for any defense. All right, second down and one. Two tight ends set, and they give it to Schuler off the right side. He dances his way for a couple and drives forward to the 35-yard line. Pick up four and another Panther first down.
Right. And we're not even talking about whatever potential passing game, and that could, you know, we know Clancy is not somebody who wants to throw the ball very often, and as long as they keep running like this, they probably won't.
Right.
But, you know, there's going to be teams we're going to play where we're going to need to free up that box and try to get ourselves in running room. We're going to have to be able to pass. So hopefully before, you know, too long, they will throw some balls just to get the work in and get the synchronization in.
Split end to the left is Aiden Sutherland. Green tight end to the left. First and 10 from the Innerborough 35. Under center and give is to Barlow off the left side. Lots of running room off the left tackle. Carries through people, dragging a tackler still on his feet and pulls his way down to the 18-yard line. 17 more for Barlow. And the three-time state qualifier in wrestling, just showing that balance and leg drive right there. That is fantastic.
Just won't go down.
9 seconds, 8 seconds, 7 seconds and counting, and that will do it for the first quarter. The Panthers feeling pretty darn good here, averaging well over double digits per carry here through the first 12 minutes. They lead at 7-0 and will be knocking on the door when we come back. First and 10 from the red zone as we begin quarter number two. Back in a moment on HavenFootball.net.
This is Ralph Lawler of the LA Clippers, and you're listening to High School Football on HavenFootball.net.
The Swarthmoreian Weekly Newspaper has partnered up with HavenFootball.net. The Swarthmoreian was established in 1893 and is a true community newspaper and covers the Wallingford-Swarthmore School District as well as events in Swarthmore, Wallingford, and surrounding communities. Get your copy every Friday at 320 Market or Swarthmore Co-op or call 610-543-0900 for a mailed subscription. For all the local news, read the Swarthmoreian every week.
This is Ralph Lawler of the L.A. Clippers, and you're listening to High School Football on HavenFootball.net.
Second quarter action ready to begin here at George L. King Field. Brian Carroll bringing you play-by-play. Mike Mayer doing the engineering and color commentary. We've got Andrew Kaufman and Pete Fulginetti with the stats spotting, and you'll hear from them at halftime. Plenty to talk about through the first quarter of action. Hope the second quarter is just as entertaining, and the Panthers will switch sides and move right to left as we begin this second stanza. First and 10. From the Innerborough 19-yard line. The Panthers just ground and pound. 7 carries so far in total. No passes attempted. And they are well over 150 yards rushing on those 7 carries. Here we go. First and 10 from the 19. Milligan under center. Two tight ends. Perlman to the left. And Mason Green to the right. Crawford is your fullback. Wing to the left, is Matt Schuler. Barlow in the backfield. They fake it to him. Rolling to his right is Milligan. Has time. Looking. Running out of time. Sheds a tackle. He's going to keep it himself. Turn it upfield and is upended, but near first down yardage. We'll see where they spot it on that far sideline. Sam Milligan turns on the Jets and picks up 9. Brings up second down and 1. Good coverage there by the Innerborough secondary.
Yeah, he rolled out, so he was kind of committed to throwing somewhere on the right. Nobody really there. And, of course, there was also nobody covering him, so he decided to just keep going and got 9.5 yards, so good.
It'll be second down and less than a yard from just outside the 10. Panthers break the huddle with two tight ends, Green to the left and also Perlman to the left. So they overload the left side here. 9 men in the box for Innerborough. They give it to Barlow, and he's got room off that left side. It's going to go off tackle, practically untouched for the touchdown. That is a blocking clinic up front, and Chase Barlow goes 9 yards over the left side. 13-0 Panthers, extra point upcoming. Well, I mean, you pretty much tell everybody, here's what we're going to do.
Right.
When you put a wing and two tight ends to that left side, and still, the Panthers get the job done there. What a great job there by the offensive line, and Barlow just following the path. Shankweiler on for the extra point. Milligan to hold. Barlow to snap it. Ball spotted, kick is away, and good. Well done for the Panthers there. And we'll take another short timeout. 11:44 to play in the first half. 14-0 Strathaven. Panthers rolling here on HavenFootball.net.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
Hey fans, this is Todd Lights, public address announcer for the Los Angeles Dodgers, and you are listening to high school football right here at havenfootball.net.
11:44 to go here in the opening half of the 2021 season. Two possessions for the Strathaven offense. Twice they've put it in the end zone. So can't complain here. Panthers, every snap here has been on the ground. Only one pass considered there, but Milligan turned the corner and kept it himself. Chase Barlow's first rushing touchdown of the season gives the Panthers a 14-0 lead here in Innerborough, trying to get something going on the offensive side of things. Shankweiler has it teed between the hash marks. Kyle stands at the 10-yard line, flanked by Brooks and Kamara. Low line drive kick. It's going to come down towards Brooks, who takes it at the 6-yard line, up the right sideline, tries to turn outside. He made two men miss, and here he goes again. Down the near sideline. Brooks still on his feet. 40, 35, down the near sideline, and Brooks will go 94 yards for the score.
Wow.
Zaki Brooks, first-time football player. They recruited him off the baseball field, and he has two beautiful kick returns. This one finishes in the end zone. He took the first one of the game, 80-plus yards. This one goes for 94 and a score, and the Panthers special teams with a letdown there.
I think if you're Clancy, you have to tell him, don't kick it to him.
Well,
he's hurt him twice on big returns.
Panthers had him hemmed in at the 20-yard line. I don't know how he split two defenders that were almost arm-in-arm here at the near sideline, but well blocked by Innerborough, and now on for an extra point for the first time is number 31, Jake Finley, who is also your punter. All right, Innerborough runs their 11th man onto the field, sets up as the wing in protection here. Snap, spot, flag on the play, kick is away and good, but I think you're going to get a formation penalty here. The referee drops a flag back at the 15. And you're going to get, illegal procedure and back them up. So, extra point is good, and they'll make them try it again. All right. So, good crowd starting to come in here. Again, I know it's the last week of summer for a lot of people.
I think they're also waiting to see what's going on with the rain, which we seem to have, right, knocked on wood, avoided.
So in the meantime, good to see a crowd out here. Springfield leads Perk Valley at home tonight, 7-0. So Chris Britton and the Cougars taking on a pretty good 6A team. Pretty good challenge for week one there for the Cougars. And so Central League showing up well so far. Strathaven leading 14-6, extra point. They'll try it again. Extra. This one is on the way and good. Still nice good job there by Jake Finley. Pounds it through 14-7 with 11:28 to play here before halftime. So stick with us. We'll be back in just a moment. You're listening live to High School Football on HavenFootball.net.
Every year, nearly 6,000 teenagers go out for a drive and never come back. Just talking to them can change that. The Allstate Parent Teen Driving Contract can help. Get yours from an Allstate agent. It's time to make the world a better place to drive. It's Allstate Stand. Are you in good hands?
Your local Allstate agent is Steve Taub in media. Give him a call at 610-566-3500 for all your insurance needs.
Hi, everyone. This is Greg Murphy from the Phillies broadcast team, where high school football never sounded so good. Right here at havenfootball.net.
Well, how's that for an answer? The Interborough offense has had their trouble against the Panther defense, so leave it to the special teams. Zaki Brooks is making a statement here. So they're thinking of, you know, gosh, why couldn't we get him on the football field sooner? He's had two touches tonight in the special teams, both of them fantastic returns, and this one has Interborough's first touchdown of the season.
And the first time Interborough couldn't take it in for the score, so this time he did it himself.
Well, here we go. Brooks cuts the lead to 14-7. We'll see the Panther returners standing deep now. This is Schuler awaiting the kick at the 5-yard line with Barlow and Connor on either side of him. This will be Austin Connor from the 14, looks up the left hash mark. He's bouncing through one tackle, two tackles, spins his way across the 30, out near the 35-yard line. Nice work there from number 35, Austin Connor, who's also a terrific lacrosse player. And Panthers with good field position now to start their third possession of the game. 11:21 to play here before halftime. They lead 14-7, and will snap it from their 35. Quick score updates. Garnet Valley 14, Downingtown West, nothing. Ridley went leading at home 14-0. Pencrest leads Sun Valley 3-0. And Springfield and Perk Valley now tied at 7. Here we go. 14-7. Panthers with a lead and the football. Two tight ends to the left and a wing to the left. Barlow in motion. They give to the fullback. This is Crawford. Lots of running room off the left side. One tackle's broken. Second one. And now you got him by the collar. But out to the 50-yard line. 15-yard run for Crawford. And a Panther first down. They're talking about, I don't know if they were worried about a horse collar there, the fans below us, but it's not. But it was all in front of them. Yeah, horse collar is only if you get inside the pads from behind.
You know, and the bottom line is football. You can put down a player any way you can other than a horse collar and a face mask, obviously.
Crawford, 4 carries, 41 yards. Barlow, 3 carries for 37. And Schuler, 2 carries for 94. First and 10 from the midfield stripe. Schuler shifts to the backfield, wing to the right is Barlow. Give it to Crawford one more time. Off the left side, head of steam across the 45-40, looking for blockers, still on his feet, and bangs down to the 35. Wow, 15 more for Crawford, and it has been a blocking clinic up front here for the Panthers.
Yeah, we have any numbers as what the average is at this stage of the game? I mean, it's crazy.
As far as just average yards per carry? My goodness, yeah. It's,
I don't know if we got it
it's piling up. So you're going to have things in here. Mike's checking the stat program, but we'll just enjoy the double-digit average here every time the Panthers have handed it off.
We got rushing attempts at 9 and total yards at 167 unofficially.
Yep.
So that works out to about 14 yards a carry, I think.
Two tight ends again. Wing to the left is Schuler. They give it to Schuler on the sweep to the right side with Barrar in front of him, and Schuler turns on the jet, spins his way across the 25-yard line down to the 21. More.
We saw this at the scrimmage, and I thought, boy, you know, we have really great speed in our linemen, and they are pulling out on these sweeps and just clearing the path, and this is exactly what we saw here. There was nobody out there, just nobody.
Ethan Barrar, second team all-league a year ago. He led the way, and Schuler eventually ran past him. But 14 more for Schuler. He has 108 on his first three carries. First and 10 from the 21. Give is to Crawford. Straight ahead he goes, and nice work there by the defense that time. They closed quickly, and Kamara and Forbes on the stop after a gain of just a couple. Nice work there. That's the shortest run of the night for any Panther. Gain of two brings up second down and about eight. Give them three, I guess. They'll put it down at the 18-yard line. So call it second and seven. 9:24, 9:23 and counting to play here in the second quarter. Strathaven leading 14-7 and now looking for more in the red zone.
Plenty of time, 9:15 on the clock.
Crawford is your fullback. Tight end to the left is Sutherland. Two tight end set, and they give it to Schuler off the right side. He's going to bounce it out to that right side. Speed across the five, into the end zone, and all three running backs have found pay dirt. 18-yard run. I'm sorry, Crawford has not. That's the second one for Schuler tonight. 18 yards later, Matt Schuler pounds it in with 8:58 to go. Again, just beautifully, beautifully blocked.
You know, they're doing what we thought they could do. And, of course, we didn't know what Innerborough was going to bring. And Innerborough's got trouble. It wasn't for some terrific kickoff returns. Innerborough really hasn't got any gaining on the ground yet.
Shankweiler, and now you're going to get a whistle. I think you're going to have an offside penalty here against Innerborough.
Well, you're going to run it in now for two and see what happens.
Jumping the snap. So let's see here. They may either move it up or just
take it on the kickoff maybe.
Yeah, they want the offense back out there. You're going to go half the distance to the goal line here with an offside penalty, so put the offense back out there. Well, sorry, Charlie. Shankweiler will have to wait
he's got nine more games, his third point of the season.
Yep. So the Panther offense back out onto the field here and will attempt a two-point try. Leading 20-7, Matt Schuler with two touchdown runs, Barlow with another. Tack on 59 more rushing yards from Crawford. And the silver and black absolutely rolling. Here's Milligan on the two-point try, under center, rolls to his left, has time, is going to keep it himself, just speeds to the left pylon and in for two. Sam Milligan keeps it himself, 22-7, Strathaven on top. We'll take a short timeout, be back after a Twitter update and a whole lot more. Thanks for listening on 921.
The Swarthmoreian Weekly Newspaper has partnered up with HavenFootball.net. The Swarthmoreian was established in 1893 and is a true community newspaper and covers the Wallingford Swarthmore School District as well as events in Swarthmore, Wallingford, and surrounding communities. Get your copy every Friday at 320 Market or Swarthmore Co-op or call 610-543-0900 for a mailed subscription. For all the local news, read the Swarthmoreian every week.
This is Ralph Lawler of the L.A. Clippers, and you're listening to high school football on havenfootball.net.
Welcome back to George L. King Field. 8:58 to play here in the second quarter. Strathaven 22, Innerborough 7. A two-point try from Sam Milligan there after the Innerborough offside penalty. So the Panther special teams now. It's going to have this defensive staff holding their breath. What do you do here? Do you pooch kick it? Do you just, Brooks has torched them twice, but, you know, Kyle and Kamara, they don't really want to kick it to either one of those guys standing back there either. So, 8:58 to play here before half. Strathaven leading by 15. Shankweiler has his hand in the air, ready to go. He approaches. And here's a squib to one of the up men. It's picked up here by Forbes across the 30. Goes laterally to the left side and is dragged down at the 41. So nice work there by the Panther special teams. Harrington, Nate Harrington on the stop for the Panthers. And very good field position here at the 40-yard line for Innerborough, but not what they're used to after a kickoff for the most part. Two of their three kickoffs ended either deep in Panther territory or in the end zone. So, trying to get things going now is the first-time starter, Julian Bulovas. As a junior, he is under center, has a receiver split to the right, that is Walsh, and a double wing. On first and 10 from the 40, they go with a jet sweep. Looking for room here is Brooks. Gets a block, steps into the hole, and he's going to dive his way forward. Panthers below, fans below us asking for a holding penalty. But we'll see.
There is a flag down on the play.
Is. They did throw
flag down came in late on the near sideline.
All right, so the hold right at the point where Brooks turned it upfield there. This will be a spot foul and march him back 10 yards. Otherwise, he had a gain of 16 there as Innerboro will hurt themselves this time with a third penalty of the evening. And it'll bring up first down and about 17 now from their own 33. Innerboro with two first downs on the evening, 32 total yards of offense. All right, Walsh split end to the right. Slot is Kyle, and now they switch. They move Kyle to the wing, Brooks slot right. On first down, they give to Forbes, the tailback, who lost his footing there just as he cut upfield and gets back to the line of scrimmage. Anthony Crawford and Nick Filios in there to meet him, but unfortunate slip there from Forbes. Brings up second down and 17. So, Innerboro trying to get things going as we're inside of 8 minutes to play here in the second quarter.
Yeah, it's been all Haven. I mean, Innerboro did score with two great kickoff runbacks, second one for 90 yards and a touchdown. But other than that, Innerboro's really had trouble getting anything accomplished on the field.
Marple Newtown still leads Collingswood 7-0 midway through the third quarter. Here, a draw play. This is Forbes right up the middle, and nicely done there by Mason Green diving in there. Trips him up after a short gain of 3. Nice fake there from Bulovas, and then drops it into the laps of Forbes. Brings up third down and maybe 13 or so. So, Chase Barlow is a third-year starter on defense. Started as a sophomore as a corner and as a safety last year, and now he's moved up into the linebacking core as he's put on a little more size here. Wrestled at 160, I guess, last year and put on a few more pounds since then. All right, third and 13 from the 37. Under center is Bulos. Double wing, motion man is Brooks, and they fake the counter. Mason Green is all over him in the backfield, and down he goes! Mason Green rips him down at the 26-yard line. First sack of the season for the Panther D, and give it to number 84, the senior, all over Bulos that time. Back at the 27, and that'll turn this to fourth and 23.
Well, dominating performance by defense, no doubt about it. They're bending very, very slightly, giving a few yards, a couple of first downs. Our stats are going to be off because the program collapsed.
Oh, okay.
So can't read those anymore. But
okay.
Having some minor tech issues over here.
That's okay.
Fix
that's
that
okay.
Now or at halftime, whatever you need to do, we'll figure
it's
it out.
Probably pretty shot, so we can't use those numbers. We'll use your numbers.
Okay.
You're always good with
fair
that.
Fair enough. All right, here we go. On to punt it away is Jake Finley. He awaits the snap at the 15-yard line, steps into it, no rush, low line drive kick. It's angling towards the Panther sideline, juggled by Shuler, risky play, and then he has to fall on it at the 33-yard line. So Shuler, if he picks it up, he's got a lot of room to run. If he doesn't, and nearly turned it over there, but heads-up play from the senior to pounce on it, and the Panthers will start at their 33-yard line with 5:50 to play.
First note to Shuler, leave it alone.
Yeah, it'll be discussed, I'm sure, in the film room. In the meantime, Panthers offense, 3 possessions, 3 touchdowns, and now getting ready to start here at with 5:50 to play here in the second quarter. They'll snap it from the left hash as they move right to left.
From the 33.
From the 33, Jack back over the football. He'll snap it to Milligan, who's under center. Wing to the right is Shuler. They check in another defensive lineman. They were late to the party there, but back to pass is Milligan looking. Firing to that outside line, and it is incomplete.
Nice
play by Kamara. Excellent delivery from Milligan right into the hands of Shuler, but Kamara just made a better play to knock it away.
He just ripped it out of his hands. I mean, that was just a class defensive pass defense. I mean, just literally, had he not done that, that would have been at least a catch, and he might have skirted away and gotten some additional yards. There's nobody behind him.
Pass intended for Barlow, and Kamara over from that free safety spot to make a nice defensive stop there. Second down and 10. Sutherland into the game at split end. Wing T behind Milligan, and they give it to Crawford. Straight up the middle he goes. Cuts to his left. First down and more. Hops over man at the 40. Stiff arm at the midfield stripe and run out of bounds.
Stays on his feet.
Great job by Crawford at the 40 to the 46-yard line. Gain of 21 more for the junior fullback who, coming into the year, had zero varsity carries.
When you can run like that and you have kids that can run like that, you can afford to throw a few times on first down and see what you can generate because you can make it up.
That's 7 carries for 80 yards already for Crawford. First and 10 for the Panthers, back in Interboro territory now at the 46-yard line. Two tight ends again. Green to the left. They give it to Barlow. They run off that left side, and he bounces off one man, two men still on his feet, and Barlow will wiggle his way to the 37 for a gain of 9 more.
Almost 9.5. I mean, it's you know, this is a good place to try to throw again, in my opinion, but that's why I'm up here.
Barlow, 4 carries for 46 yards on a score. He's averaging over 10 per carry. Crawford and Schuler well over that as well. Panthers just continue to pile up the yardage here. Second down and 1 from the Interboro 37. Interboro having trouble getting set up. Panthers are ready to go. They give it to Crawford off right tackle. First down, and he's wrapped up after a short gain.
Yep.
Nice work that time by the defense, recovering quickly. Again, Panthers are ready to snap, and Interboro still doesn't even have their guys lined up in those cases. But, well, first Billy down. Kyle with a nice job from the linebacker spot to make the play on Crawford.
But got the first down anyway.
Yeah, 3 more yards for Anthony. And brings up first and 10 for the Panthers from the 34-yard line. 4:38, 4:37 and counting to play here in the second quarter. Strathaven 22, Interboro 7. Panthers looking for more. Wing to the left is Schuler, 2 tight ends. Back to pass is Milligan. Looking, has time, wants it all. Deep down the near sideline. Schuler is out there and incomplete. Actually did well to knock it away from the free safety who closed quickly. Very good coverage there by Interboro on the wheel route.
Probably not a good idea to throw it there, but it was a good pass. I mean, it got to the – unfortunately, we had both Strathaven and Interboro there. But it was on the money. It was where it should have been. So,
yep. Yeah, the Panthers should have some confidence in the passing game so far. Milligan's been on the money, as you said. But give Interboro credit. They cover well. They really have have locked down the three. Well, the 3 times they've tried to pass it. They have 2 incompletions, and then Milligan had to run it. Here we go, second down and 10 from the 34. Wing to the right is Schuler. They give it to Schuler off the right side. He bounces outside, stiff arm, speed now 20, 15 down the far sideline and banged out of bounds inside the 10.
On his feet still. These guys just aren't going down. I'm sorry.
24 more for Schuler. He's at 150 yards on 5 carries.
Ooh, we may have an entry into a record book tonight.
We'll
huh?
see.
Well, a 90-yard run. Touchdown run on your first carry surely helps a lot.
It certainly does.
All right. They mark it just outside the 10, I believe.
Right at the 10.
Yep, okay.
First and goal to go here.
Yep. Sticks on the ground there. Panthers will have 4 cracks at it from the 10 here. With 4:15 on the game clock here in the second quarter. Milligan, wing to the right. And they give it to Crawford, the fullback, who's going to bounce his way for a couple. Good work that time by the Interboro defense, standing him up and getting some help there.
Yeah, but he's still got 4 yards on
him. Oh,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. This is,
this is Clancy football, man. This is just pound away.
3:53 and counting to play here.
And eating up the clock,
yep.
Too.
Panthers leading by 15 as Milligan walks in the play on second down and goal from the 6. Interesting to see if they give it to Crawford once or twice more here. Schuler's been in the end zone twice. Barlow once. Barlow in the backfield. They give it to him off that left side again. He's going to cut his way down near the goal line and in for the touchdown, his 2nd of the night. Chase Barlow from 6 yards out. He has visited the west end zone twice tonight. And the Panthers on the board for the 3rd time in this quarter, 28-7, extra point pending.
Well, as advertised, so this has been good. It's been a very effective, interesting evening. Chris, we got a whole second half of football to go, so never count Interboro down, ever.
They have some explosive players. They haven't been able to get the ball to Kamara in any kind of space.
No good.
No good on the extra point try from Shankweiler, one of the few areas for improvement. But a nice block there by Interboro. And in the meantime, we'll take a short timeout. Be back in just a moment after a Twitter update and words from our sponsors. Thanks for sponsoring us on High School Football and HavenFootball.net.
Selling or buying a home is serious business. And for serious business, the key to your success is to work with an experienced agent. Sandy McCulley has almost 20 years of real estate experience and is a seller representative specialist, as well as a certified residential specialist. Sandy specializes in both Delaware and Chester County real estate. Sandy conveniently works out of the Media Berkshire Hathaway Home Marketing Center in Media. Let Sandy's experience be your advantage in today's multifaceted real estate market. Give Sandy a call at 610-368-6641.
This is Keith Jackson reminding you you're listening to High School Football right here on HavenFootball.net.
Welcome back to George L. King Field here in Wallingford. 28-7 Strathaven on top of Interboro with 3:21 to play before halftime. Charlie Shankweiler will tee it up for the fifth time tonight. He's getting some practice on the kickoffs here. And Panthers, we'll see what they decide to do here. Maybe squib again and shoot it to one of the up men, or not. Brooks awaits at the 15-yard line. Shankweiler approaches. Squib kick, line drive. It's going to be Brooks, who juggles it, picks it up at the 18. Steps away from one man, almost breaks contain, but nice job by Chase Nangle that time to keep him turned inside and then drop him at the 27-yard line. Nice little jump cut there for Brooks, but Nangle was ready for it, in good position to make the stop. Just 8 on the return, and 1st and 10 for the Bucks at their 27. Try to get you some score updates as we go along here. Let's see here. 20-0, Garnet Valley all over Downingtown West. Ooh. So that's, I can't say I'm surprised.
Yeah.
Downingtown West, they expect big things from them, but Garnet Valley, tons of senior talent this year, tons. So it's going to be an interesting year for the Jags and Mike Rickey's swan song. Here we go, 1st and 10. Shotgun look, Bulavos turns and gives inside to the fullback Forbes, and he's tripped up by Barlow at about the 30-yard line. Gain of maybe 3. And Forbes, yeoman's work tonight, 7 carries for 22 yards. Just a few at a time, keeping the defense honest and trying to keep them out of passing situations. As Bulavos is just 1 for 3 throwing it with an interception and has also been sacked. 2nd down and 7 from the 30. They go 4 wide with a spread look, 2 to either side. Bulavos back to pass on 2nd and 7. Has time. Steps up, fires underneath, and incomplete. Just a little off target. Matt Schuler in coverage as he was looking for the slot man. He was a little slow to get up. That's Kyle.
And that ball was not well thrown, and Kyle went to try to grab it, not reeling that Schuler was right there, and Schuler just pummeled him.
3rd and 7. So, see if Panthers with a 3-touchdown lead here. I don't expect any kind of blitz or anything. I think they're going to say, hey, front 4, pin your ears back, see if you can go get them.
Right.
This is without Ben Faribault in the defensive lineup at the moment. He's taking some time to himself here on the near sideline. But on 3rd and 7, back to pass Bulavos again. The shotgun, they throw a little bubble screen underneath and nicely set up. 1st down and more. This is Forbes across the 45, tackled at the 50-yard line.
Best play of the night.
Beautiful job there on the play call. Jailbreak, all 4 Panthers bit up front.
Yep.
And they just lobbed it over their heads for a screen pass and a gain of 13. Nice job there. And now they go hurry up here. Nice job here by Dennis Lux and the Interboro staff saying, hey, let's see if we can change the tempo here. 2:15, 2:14 and counting to play here before halftime. Shotgun look for Bulavos, 4 wide again. Back to pass on 1st and 10 from the 50. Looking, firing to the left side. He has a man out there. It is juggled and incomplete. Great job by Schuler to knock it away.
That interception.
Yep, very good coverage. As Kamara, your intended receiver, And, you know, kind of returned the favor there. Kamara had a great play in the secondary, knocking away a pass for, intended for Chase Barlow. And
you know, the hurry-up offense for Innerbro was a great idea because when you have four guys rushing and it's a jailbreak, they're really running hard. And then, of course, they're extremely disappointed and have to get back to the new line of scrimmage, which is 15 yards away. Looks like there's going to be a timeout here. They're never going to make it back in time. In any event, the point being that I would have gone with another hurry-up if they could because definitely the front four are getting a little windy. Yeah. Definitely a timeout.
You're right, Mike. They called. Dennis Lux and the Bucks need to talk it over on 2nd and 10 from the midfield stripe. 2:03 to play before halftime. We'll take a short timeout. Be back in just a moment. Stick with us on 920 WON and HavenFootball.net.
Your car is probably your second biggest investment. An AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven wants to keep that investment in tip-top shape. AMF Auto Clinic has been maintaining automobiles since 1961, and they take pride in their work and in keeping your car in perfect running order. From inspections to general maintenance and repair, you can trust your auto investment to AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven. Call for an appointment today at 610-872-2167.
Hello, everyone. I'm Ron Jaworski, former Philadelphia Eagles quarterback, and you're listening to High School Football right here on HavenFootball.net.
Thank you, Jaws. And, hey, I know the Eagles are on TV tonight. I'm hoping you're listening to High School Football instead. Let's put it that way. That's all I'll say about the Eagles.
It won't be nearly as aggravating to listen to us.
You guys will have something to say at halftime, I'm sure, about Phillies, Eagles, and who knows what else.
Well, first of all, that's not the Eagles who were playing tonight.
That's true. But
their kickoff was delayed.
Oh,
until 8 o'clock.
Hey, that's fine. We'll keep it right here then. Panthers leading 28-7. Innerbro with the football on the 50-yard line. Receiver split I formation this time for Bulovas. The tailback is Kamara. They fake it to him. Back to pass. He wants it all deep down the far sideline. It's underthrown and incomplete.
I don't know if he lost the handle on that. There's nobody close, was there?
He'd like that one back. That one slipped coming out, and it falls incomplete. Third down and 10, rather. And fortunate that wasn't intercepted.
Absolutely. The true wounded duck.
Underthrown badly that time, but third down and 10. And Bulovas with at least one more shot at it here. I don't know that you'd go for it unless you'd get some significant yardage here with 1:56 to play. Trying not to give it back to the Panthers, who will get the receive the opening kickoff to start the second half.
And the Panthers will, if they get the ball back right now, they'll try to end this thing right, you know, in this series. They're not shy.
Yeah. 1:56 to play here in the second quarter. They break the huddle with four wide receivers, two to either side, and they're going to, I think, get a delay of game. The back judge.
Yep. That's exactly right. Like I said, we're rarely wrong up here.
Tell our wives.
Well, that's another
for,
story.
For 2 hours a week in the fall, I think we do okay.
Yeah, that's right.
After that, it's, you know, I won't.
After that, we go back to being wrong most of the time.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the old story, would you rather be right or would you rather be happy?
Yeah,
I'd rather be happy.
Amen. All right. It's third and 15 now. Innerbro from their own 45. Two receivers to either side. Bulovas in the shotgun with Forbes on his left hip. On third and 15, he's back. Has time. Pump fakes to his right. Comes back to his left. Has Forbes underneath. Great All job right. by Schuler to drop him at the line of scrimmage. Excellent open field stop from the old Delco safety. And it brings up fourth down and 15. No gain on the play. And now timeout, Strathaven. Okay. They're going to want the football back here.
You want to leave it here and talk a little
sure,
bit?
Sure, yeah. Okay. I mean, again, good strategy here from the Panthers. You want the ball here with 1:39 to play. And, you know, very likely to get it deep in your own territory. But the way they've been moving the football, Mike, you know, why not take one more shot?
Well, plus, this may be a good time to talk about a hurry-up offense. Let's run a two-minute drill, see where we get with it and how we're going to work it. And, you know, part and of course, some people would say, "Wait a minute, you win a 28-7. Let's not." But at the end of the day, this is a workout, and this is, you know, preseason game. Even though it counts for the PIAA, doesn't count towards Central League. But the bottom line is, we're trying to get tuned up here, so we want to run things and make efforts about things so that we can do better in games in the future. So right now, I think that's a fair thing to do. You got an opportunity to run a 2-minute drill with 1:39 left in the clock. Let's see if we can run one.
And honestly, if all goes well and you get to a point either now or later where it is a mercy rule and a running clock, Panthers will take that, too. Depth is always a concern. You want to get off the field when you can. Here's a low line drive punt. It's going to come towards Schuler, who steps away from it. Good decision as it's going to roll inside the 20, inside the 15, down inside the 10, and come to a stop at the 9-yard line. Excellent, excellent punt and result there for Jake Finley. Give him, what's that? Wow, 36 on the punt, no return. And the Panthers at their own 9-yard line with 1:27 to play. We'll see how cautious they want to play this. Do you want to come out throwing, or do you want to see if you can still continue to take 8 to 10 yards at a time here in the run game?
I'd like to see another end sweep. I just think that's been extremely effective.
There we go.
Well, Pete is voting for a throw, so we'll see here.
I'd be stunned if they're throwing from their 9.
So
I think if
I.
they get it across the 20, I think we might see something different. But here we go. Two tight ends. On first down, Milligan gives on the sweep. This is Schuler with room off the right side. Following blockers, cuts back to his left, steps away from a man, and has a first down.
That'll and let's stop. See, who called the sweep?
Yeah, it'll stop the clock momentarily as he takes it out to the 23. Gain of 14 for Schuler. Panthers in the hurry up. Schuler with 164 yards on just 6 carries.
Now we'll see if he throws it.
113, 112. Panthers under center again, two tight ends. Milligan from the 23-yard line takes the snap. Give it to Schuler one more time. Off the right side, he's going to dance his way into the secondary across maybe just shy of the 30. Give him 6 more. Clock ticks, 58 seconds, 57 seconds. Panthers will stay in the hurry up here. And, Mike, you know, you made a great point there. Whether they score or not, it's good practice.
Absolutely.
You know, just get in it and practice it, and whether see what happens here with 45, 44 seconds to play before half. On second and 4, this is Crawford on the delay. They ran kind of a draw that time, and the Interboro was ready.
Yep.
Nothing doing. That's the first negative play of the night for the Panthers as Crawford's stopped back at the 27, and the clock ticks. 29, 28, 27 seconds, and I don't know that they're going to want to snap this again.
Yeah, I think that was called.
Coach is going to say, yep, all right, you may have to snap one more time. It wouldn't shock me to see Milligan just take a knee here. 15, 14. Strathaven will get the football back to start the second half anyway. So, and now they're just checking with the referee. I don't think he'll have to snap this again. 4 seconds, 3 seconds. Everybody content to take it to halftime. Strathaven leading 28-7. A terrific opening 24 minutes to the 2021 season. Strathaven 28, Interboro 7. At halftime, we'll hear from Andrew. We'll hear from Pete. You guys can chat it up. I'll try to get score updates from elsewhere, and we'll see what we got going from there. So stick with us. We'll be back in just a moment. Thanks for listening on 920 WON and HavenFootball.net.
You probably have a deductible of $500 on your car insurance. Why shouldn't it shrink each year you drive safely? Allstate thinks it should, down to nothing. Can you afford not to be in good hands?
Your local Allstate agent is Steve Taub in media. Give him a call at 610-566-3500 for all your insurance needs.
Your car is probably your second biggest investment, and AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven wants to keep that investment in tip-top shape. AMF Auto Clinic has been maintaining automobiles since 1961, and they take pride in their work and in keeping your car in perfect running order. From inspections to general maintenance and repair, you can trust your auto investment to AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven. Call for an appointment today at 610-872-2167.
Selling or buying a home is serious business. And for serious business, the key to your success is to work with an experienced agent. Sandy McCulley has almost 20 years of real estate experience and is a seller representative specialist, as well as a certified residential specialist. Sandy specializes in both Delaware and Chester County real estate. Sandy conveniently works out of the Media Berkshire Hathaway Home Marketing Center in Media. Let Sandy's experience be your advantage in today's multifaceted real estate market. Give Sandy a call at 610-368-368. 6641.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, from football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com.
If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
Welcome to the At the Half Halftime Report with Mike Mayer, Pete Fulginetti, and Statman Andrew Kaufman. Tonight's report is sponsored by Sandy McCulley at Berkshire Hathaway Home Services and Media. Give her a call when buying or selling your home.
Welcome back to George L. King Field in Wallingford, Pennsylvania at Strathaven Middle School, where the score is the Panthers 28, Interboro 7, and the game's gone pretty much exactly like the score indicates. We have a kind of abbreviated halftime because the band is not in full force. There will not be a show on the field, and we'll have about 13 and a half minutes left of halftime. So, Pete, what were your thoughts?
Well, coming into the game, Mike, I think we talked about it in the car. We knew that the Haven line was big and strong, and they've been playing together for years, and we knew he had some powerful runners. Let's see how it all came together, and boy, did it come together. I don't know what the average is, but the average for running average is over 10 to 15 yards per carry, easy, over 200-plus yards for a total for the half, more than that, 200 to 300 yards probably.
Yep. Our stat program is down.
Innerberg does have one score, but that was on a long touchdown where – the running back or the runner just ran down the sidelines and no one tackled him. So it's really been total domination by the Panthers, 28-7. And you have the three-headed monster. You have Barlow and Crawford, power runners with speed, and you have Matt Schuller, speed runner with power.
I like that.
Thank
Maybe
you.
We'll make T-shirts like that or something.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. It's I tell you, when you can see linemen, and of course I'm a lineman guy, and I mean running
you
backs
sure
are terrific. Yes, I am. But, you know, when you can see linemen pull out the way they can, and they're pulling out into areas of a field where the pulling guards or the pulling tackles, as the case may be, and maybe a fullback is out there. But the guards have come off the line and really sealed off the linebacker so that when they come around that corner, you know, the rule is when you play football, the first different color, if you're a pulling blocker, like a guard or tackle, the first different color jersey you see, you hit. All right, so that's what you're looking for, and you're going to ride up the rear ends of the front line in front of you nice and tight, and the running back's coming in behind you. And of course, he's faster than you are, but you're going to turn that corner, or you're going to look to smoke somebody. And they're turning the corner, man, and they got 10 yards of green.
And these running backs don't need a big hole.
No.
You just give them a little sliver, and they'll get you 10 to 20 yards.
So if you're a lineman, you're running down the field, and your first contact is 10 or 12 yards, and depending on circumstances, that means that this is going to be a 15, 20, 30, or maybe a touchdown play. But every time we see them pull, you notice when they were back at their own nine with a minute 30 left, and I said I would do, an end sweep or something because that's their real strength. You get to spread out the defense. Interboro has not shown an ability to really defend it very well. And, of course, that's exactly what they did for 15 yards.
You know
yards,
what they could do? They probably won't now with a large lead, but – the way they spread him out there with Milligan, who looks like a great quarterback here tonight. I mean, he has speed. He can run. He can throw. A really good athlete. I think they could move the ball in the air. They don't have to with a big lead like this, but I think they could move the ball in the air, and they should maybe practice that a little bit for when they get against some tougher opponents. They may need that air game to win a game.
Well, and
they're not going to run through every team like this.
No, of course not. And they're going to run up against teams that are bigger and stronger.
Yes.
And I agree with you. That's why it's important that you run your passing game, even when you're beating them pretty badly. However, I will tell you, if we get the mercy, that's when the passing game has to stop. Because now it looks like you're just rubbing it in. I mean, it's
well. By then, we'll have the JV in, and they'll be just running the ball.
Well, that's true too.
And that's how the game will end.
And that's depending if they hold Interboro to the score, and they get two more, and Haven gets two more scores, they'll turn mercy rule, which is 35-point spread, and then it just means a running clock for everything but timeouts.
And Haven's going to receive the second half kickoff.
Right.
So
that'll
know,
be within.
You don't like to say the game's over, but it would be really shocking for Interboro to come back and win this game. I think Haven's got it pretty much under control, and, we'll see. Just play smart football and get out of here with a win.
Well, I'd like to see Interboro have a little more success on their offensive line. I think they need that for their own morale. And, remember, we're talking about 15-, 16-, 17-year-old kids, so you're certainly on the first game, and they came off such a horrendous season last year during COVID.
But for Interboro, they found a diamond in the rough with their, I think, number six. He was a baseball player, and he talked them into playing football.
Yep.
Well, he has one touchdown run, and he would have had a second one if one of our speed backs didn't catch
Nagel
him
hadn't
behind.
Caught up with him. Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know. Does he play on offense at all?
If he doesn't, he hasn't been given the ball.
Would get him involved in the offense.
Would think so, wouldn't you?
Because with that kind of speed, you know, you get him out. In the open. So, but in a bar, you know, they're a young team. They're learning, and I'm sure in upcoming games will become more part of their offense.
Yeah, I just want to see them I don't want to see them score, but I'd like to see, you know, a double, triple possession on a series, and you know, put some yards on and get build some confidence for themselves. And I don't want to see like I'm at, you know, Pollyannish about this. I mean, you know, we're Haven's playing to win, and they should. But, you know, you don't want to see a team that's got high hopes for their season to be too overwhelmed. I mean, they could also look at Haven and say, God, this is really, you know, we're just a powerful team and we're going to run into those occasionally. So so we'll see. In the meantime, why don't we have about 8 more minutes till the half is over, so you probably want to cut back in about 2 or 3 minutes. But what's you got any thoughts about the Eagles? God, the preseason has been dreadful.
Well, the preseason, the game against the Patriots, the whole second half, every player on the field will be selling popcorn next week because they'll be released. Right now, Mike, they have 80 men on their roster. They got to get down to 53 by Tuesday. So 27 players will be given their pink slips, as they call it. I don't know how good they're going to be. I think they have got 3 outstanding young receivers in Avante Smith, Watkins, and number 18.
You're better at this than I am, you know.
But anyway, and as far as Jalen Reagor, number 18. But Jalen Hurts, we still don't know how good he is as a passer, but I think he's got a very strong arm. He can run the ball, so he's not going to get sacked a lot. So this team's going to score points. I think the success of the Eagles this year will depend upon how much they can stop their opponents. They may have to win games 35-33. I don't think they're going to win any 10-7 games.
Wait, what do you think of the coach? Any impressions? Too early.
I don't know. It's his first job, and they're saying that Howie is telling him what to do. Howie and their owner is telling him when to pull guys, not to play them. You know, if that's the case,
maybe
then he's not the coach.
Well, he's the puppet. Well, he's not the puppet. He's the owner's the coach, but he won't take the title. All right. Well, Andrew just fixed our stat machine.
And by the way,
apparently.
Excuse me, one more thing. The Phillies are dead.
They've been dead for a while.
They just didn't know it.
They didn't.
The Walking Dead. That's a new series.
They had gotten all our hopes up. And
all right, Andrew, give us some info.
Some stats for tonight's game so far. So through the first half, 28-7 lead for Strathaven. 317 yards on the ground for Strathaven on 23 carries for a net average of 13.8 yards a carry.
Wow.
Innerborough, 13 carries for 24 yards, just under 2 yards a carry for them. 0 for 2 on the passing on Strathaven's side. Innerborough, 2 for 8 for 25 yards, but Strathaven did have the interception. Strathaven's run 25 offensive plays and has 317 total yards.
Yeah, well, like you said,
when you have a 90-yard touchdown rush, that surely inflates the stats a good bit, because that's a possession that didn't take all that much time to complete, and they have nearly the same number of plays as Innerborough.
Right.
You know, 25-21.
Andrew, some weeks the stats don't tell the story, you know. In this case, the stats tell the story.
Well,
the stats
ones,
absolutely
look at what's time
tell
possession.
The story. Time of possession is, where is it? That's
towards the bottom.
Is 10.5 minutes for Strathaven, 13.5 minutes for Innerborough.
So that's where the number gets, you know.
That's where the stats look a little
bit. Of course, and they've got an average of 14 yards a carry. I mean, it doesn't take that long.
Yeah.
But, and Innerborough, even, you know, it's amazing they've got that much time because they really haven't been able to sustain drives. What's the first down count for Innerborough?
Innerborough has a total.
I might have it over here. Third down conversions, that doesn't do us a whole lot of good. Although Innerborough is 3-for-7, but Haven's only 0-for-0. They haven't had third down. So that tells you where things are going.
Yeah, Strathaven not having to face a third down yet tonight is very telling.
Right, and Haven's got 14 first downs to Innerborough's 3. So that tells you something as well. All right. Well, listen, we're going to go ahead and go back to break because Brian's almost done getting all the score updates, and he's got to get time to talk
Mike,
about it.
Hey, Mike, one more thing.
Gee, Pete, you're just a Mr. Chatterbox tonight. You're
they spotted the Strathaven's punter over at the pizza place having a sandwich.
Oh.
In other words, they don't
know. Oh, the punter. The punter's over having a pizza. Oh, right.
Okay.
We haven't seen the punter. Thanks a lot. Yep, I got it. All right, we'll be back in just a little bit. Scores Panthers 28, Interboro 7. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
PNC Bank has technology to help make banking easier, like a PNC Business line of credit or PNC Total Auto, a place online to easily find and finance the right car for you, or PNC Home Insight to search for a new house within your budget. PNC, make today the day.
PNC Bank branches in Nether Providence and Swarthmore are ready to help you with all your banking needs. Stop by and say hello. Make today the day.
After the game, don't forget to check out the best high school football website, havenfootball.net. You'll be able to check scores around the Central League, as well as key teams throughout Pennsylvania in the PIAA system. Havenfootball.net, for great game statistics and articles. If you're into Haven football, or simply high school football, there is no better place to be than havenfootball.net.
You probably have a deductible of $500 on your car insurance. Why shouldn't it shrink each year you drive safely? Allstate thinks it should, down to nothing. Can you afford not to be in good hands?
Your local Allstate agent is Steve Taub in media. Give him a call at 610-566-3500 for all your insurance needs.
Welcome back to the second half of tonight's Strathaven football game. Tonight's sponsors are the Swarthmoreian Weekly Newspaper, true local coverage of Swarthmore, Wallingford, and surrounding neighborhoods, published since 1893. Steve Taub's Allstate Insurance and Media, Auto, Home, and Life. You're in good hands with Allstate. The Delaware County Daily Times, all high school sports every day. If it happens in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times. AMF Auto Clinic, taking care of your cars since 1961. Located in Brookhaven on Edgemont Avenue. PNC Bank branches in Nether Providence and Swarthmore, your friendly neighborhood bank. Make today the day. Sandy McCauley at Berkshire Hathaway Home Services and Media. Give her a call when buying or selling your home. Now back to the second half with Brian Carroll, Pete Fulginetti, Andrew Kaufman, and Mike Mayer.
Welcome back to George L. King Field. Just a couple of minutes before we start the second half as the Panthers warm up in the West End Zone. But in the meantime, thanks again to Andrew and Pete. We missed Pete for really all of last year.
Missed Andrew, too.
And Andrew was here for some of it, wasn't he?
No, I don't think they wouldn't let him in the
booth. They wouldn't let him in the booth. So.
That's right.
All right, we saw him in during basketball season.
But, that's right.
I was never in the building
Pete's
last
had
year.
2 years worth of time to store up some chatter here, so good stuff to have everybody back. And in the meantime, back in full for the most part. Only a couple of cancellations, knock on wood. Hopefully not too much more of that around Pennsylvania. But there are several other games in play tonight. A couple have gone final from earlier starts today. Lower Moreland falls to Belmont Charter 26-13 in a game that started at 9 a.m. today. And Haverford has knocked off Philadelphia Central 49-0.
Ooh.
So the Fords off to a fast start.
Yep.
In another game that started early tonight, started about 5:30, Marple Newtown now trailing Collingswood 8-7 in the fourth quarter. So the Tigers playing down at the Jersey Shore. Trying to turn things around there in the fourth quarter. Closer to home, Bonner Prendy at Upper Darby means a walk across the parking lot, basically. Bonner Prendy on top 9-0 at halftime. Also a halftime score, Ridley 21, Central Bucks East 14. Garnet Valley 34, Downingtown West 0 at half. That is a bobbled snap, missed extra point away from a mercy rule there. Pencrest 3, Sun Valley 0 at half. Academy Park all over Pensbury tonight, 35-0 at half. That'll be a running clock in the second half. Right. Radnor and Oxford scoreless. They're still in the first quarter because they've had two lightning delays.
Wow.
So they're out in Oxford and hoping to finish that game, but we'll see. Souderton on top of North Penn, 7-0 last we heard. A couple other games from earlier today that went final. St. Joseph's of New Jersey knocked off Northeast, 31-18. And Newman Goretti squeaks out a win over Roman Catholic, 22-18. Upper Dublin leading Wissahickon, 15-0. Still hoping for a Harrington score. Still hoping for an update from Conestoga. Not sure we'll get that on Twitter or not. And, of course, also in the Central League tomorrow morning, Lower Merion opens their season as they host Pottstown. So, you know, good showing so far from the Central League and non-league games for the most part. And, you know, a couple of offensive outbursts here, too, from not only Strathairn, we heard about that, but how about Haverford putting up 49 on their first game here with a brand-new coach?
Well, as long as we're giving compliments out, I really got to give Pete Fulginetti, who's, you know, been involved in stats for a while, and Andrew's kind of take that thing. But where we really count on Pete today is doing spotting and forecasting the weather. Uh-huh. And he called me at 3:30 this afternoon and said, look, I've been checking out the radar all day. He said, these are pop-up storms. They're not going to hang around long if they do at all. He said, I'm telling you, we're going to get that game off at 7 and no sweat. And I said, well, you know, my radar I'm looking at is saying a bad thunderstorm at 7. He goes, I don't think so. He said, I think it's going to be a nice night. And here we are.
Well, no sweat?
Well, yeah.
Well, there's plenty of sweat in this booth tonight.
Yeah, that's right. Stop touching me.
David Murphy's retiring at Channel 6, so, you know, you might want to think
that's
about
right.
Pete
that's
jumping
right.
in. Jumping in. So we'll see. But in the meantime, one other quick score I've failed to update. Springfield jumped out to a 7-0 lead on Perk Valley. Perk Valley has turned it around since, 16-7. The okay. Vikings on top of Springfield at the moment. And so we'll see if the Cougars can turn things around over on
Pete,
Leamy
what did
Avenue.
You want to say?
What's that?
What did you want to say when we were done? You should go work for ABC?
You can't take another guy's job when you're older than him to start with.
Well,
all right, Pete, they'll pay you $300,000 a year. Yeah, you want to take it?
Yeah, where can I sign?
You're so easy.
Well, we'd miss him on Friday nights. That would be no fun. So, all right. Well, Panthers have had plenty of fun in this first half. All things going pretty well here. And, you know, one of the goals now is to see perhaps can you shorten the game and get out of here healthy. And be ready to go for the Central League opener at home next week against Marple Newtown. So 7:00 kickoff here. Sorry, 7:30 kickoff.
Yes.
Kickoff got moved back for next Friday's game. So 7:30 kickoff will be on the air at 7:15. But in the meantime, Mike.
And if you've been desperately trying to get the video on the Strathairn Athletics channel on YouTube, forget it. The equipment never came in. It won't be arriving until November, which is when the season's over, or at least not until the playoff season is going on. So you're going to be listening to us. If you can't make it to the game, we'll be broadcasting every game, even if we have to walk in with a cell phone and do it that way. So we'll be there for you.
We've done more with less in the past.
That's true.
And, this is we start our – well, we started doing this through the Internet in 2006. I started doing this in 2002 when we were back on the radio on WVCH out of Brookhaven and like I said, we've done more with less. So this
yep,
is,
we
again,
make it work.
Thank you to Pat Clancy for getting things set up for us here in the booth. Mike's got his comfy chair. And, you know, this is, you know, we have to bronze this at some point. But
for my funeral.
Okay, fair enough. Fair
just
enough.
Put it there instead of a stone.
All right. So Panthers ready to go now for the second half. They will receive the opening kickoff here, moving left to right. Matt Schuller awaits at the 5-yard line, flanked by Barlow and Austin Connor. And here we go. Jake Finley, high end-over-end kick. It's going to be Barlow taking it at the 20-yard line, up the left hash mark, straight ahead, gets a nice block. I'm sorry, Connor, rather, not Barlow. But nice work there from Austin Connor. His second kickoff return of the evening once again gives the Panthers good field position. They'll put it down at about the 40-yard line. All right, Panthers. We'll see where they can pick up where they left off. 317 yards on the ground, zero in the passing game through the first 24 minutes.
What is Mr. Schuller up to? Do we have that?
Well, I have him unofficially at seven carries for 170 yards.
Yeah, seven for 170. Scores.
Okay, good.
All right, first and 10. Aiden Sutherland is your split end to the right, and they give it to Crawford off the right tackle, and he's going to leap and bounce his way across the 45 to the 46. Gain of 6 for the big fullback. And he's up to 90 yards now on just 11 carries. Brings up second down and 4. Nice work there by Logan Roberts and the defensive line with help from 58, Theo Demopoulos at linebacker. And as big as Deshaun Johnson is at defensive end, the Panthers have been double-teaming him most of the night, and Jake Millett leading the way over there. Gives to Crawford one more time, and he shakes one tackle. Had Johnson in his lap there, but, again, excellent job there. Filling nicely are the linebackers. Robert Forbes gets a good shot in on Crawford after a gain of just one. 12 carries for 91 yards. Third and about four now.
Gave him two.
Gave him two. Okay, yep. Fair enough.
Very generous, too, I'll say.
There you go. Nice work there by Forbes and Johnson, just as I said it, of course. They've done a nice job handling him. Got off his block that time and made first contact to slow it down. Third down and a couple. Here's Schuler. Dances his way for first down yardage. Actually rolled through the lap of Kamara, who was in on the tackle. And no, they're not going
to give it to him.
They're not
going to
give it to him. They're
going to give it to him.
They're
going to
say short of the 50. Fourth and about a yard.
All okay. Right, I think this is a place where Haven's going to try to draw Innerborough off.
Yeah, you know, if you watch the tape last week in their scrimmage versus Upper Darby, there were several offside penalties. So we'll see if they go with a hard count here on fourth and one from their own 49. Panthers is going to keep it himself. This is nice work there by Milligan, pushing the pile across the 50. Gain of five, and a Panther first down. Milligan, two carries for 14 yards now tonight. Picked up a free set of downs here for the Panthers, and a chance to add to the 28-7 lead here with 10 minutes to play here in the third quarter. Panthers snapping from the right hash. Aiden Sutherland split end to the left. Wing to the left is Matt Schuler on first and 10 from the Innerborough 47. Motion man is Schuler. They play fake. Nope, it's a draw. Give inside is to Crawford, who leaves his feet. And, you know, there's an upside to leaping once in a while, but what you lose there is your power. And
right.
At about 205 pounds, the way he runs, that's he's maybe better off keeping his feet on the ground.
And if somebody's dragging on you, obviously you try to leap your feet, you're going to get dragged right back down to the ground, and that'll be the end of your run. So,
all right, second down and a long five. Under center is Milligan from the 43. Turn on the sweep here in, and cutting his way off the right side is Schuler to about the 40. Nice job here. Innerborough seems to have,
Well, they're playing a much tighter box now. They've really got no depth with their linebackers. They're really playing virtually 11 up on the line. And, of course, that just outnumbers the Panthers. They're still, of course, getting the yardage, but there's not the wide open spaces. This is where a good short pass will start to free everybody up a little bit. But we'll see.
Kind of a tricky thing here for the Panthers. You know, you want to keep that clock moving. And incompletions, of course, would change that. But
they're very close to
here,
four down territory.
You've got third down and two from the 43. Two tight ends, hard count from Milligan. They hold their ground nicely. Give is Crawford off the right side, and he's going to lunge forward for first down yardage, I believe. It's awfully close.
He'll be just short.
No, just short. Yeah. Okay, yep. Fourth and one. All right, so Crawford, this is just a couple yards at a time here. I have him at 14 carries, 99 yards. And they're going to put it down at the 39, fourth and a yard. Third and inches.
Yeah,
I mean,
to the
they're going to put this on the 38. Okay. Well, Panthers with 7:50 and counting to play here in the third. Leading 28-7, looking for their second fourth down conversion.
The box is just closed right in.
This drive. Wouldn't shock me to see Milligan again, and there it is. Yep. Milligan off the left guard with a push from behind from Crawford, and Milligan squirts all the way down to the 32-yard line. Give him six. And Milligan's, you know, good size for him, too. 6'2", 190, junior.
They stopped on the line of scrimmage. That was all keeping your legs moving, everybody shoving the pile, and that was a scrum.
Milligan coming off an all-Central League performance as an outfielder for the District 1 and Central League champion baseball team in the spring. Kind of big contribution there from just a sophomore last year. Now in his first varsity start here as a junior quarterback. First and 10 at the 33, Milligan under center. Two tight end set, back to pass, looking, has time. Eyes downfield, nope, going to keep it himself. Gets a good block from Crawford and then is bumped out of bounds at about the 26. So
that play can work all night long because there's just nobody out there. And, you know, you see somebody that opens up, throw it to them. Other than that, just keep running. And you get an 8-yard, 9-yard gain on first down.
Another 8 for Milligan. Give him 28 yards on just 4 carries.
And they're eating the clock. They're at 7. Yep. 7 minutes now.
Second and 2 from the 25. Strathaven looking to add to the lead here. Give it to Schuler off the right side. Gets a nice block, and he punches his way across the 20 for first down yardage at the 19. 6 more for Schuler. He's up to 180 yards on just 10 carries. Robert Forbes on another tackle there for the Bucks. He's been a busy guy on both sides of the ball for Interboro. But the Panthers essentially have chewed up half the third quarter already here.
Yep.
Fresh set of downs, first and 10 at the 19-yard line in the third, 6:45 to play here in the third quarter. Two tight ends, Sutherland to the right. Wing T looking. Here is Schuler off the, Barlow off the left side. He explodes into the secondary, and he will go in for the third time tonight. Touchdown. Chase Barlow from the 19. Well, you go up the middle, you go to the right, you go to the right, you go up the middle, and then bang, back to the left side with Barlow. His third score of the night. This one from 19 yards out. And the Panthers looking to stretch this lead to 35-7. Shankweiler on for the extra point. High snap. Nice work by Milligan to get it down. Kick is up and through. 35-7 midway through the third. Stick with us. We'll be back in just a moment. You're listening live to high school football right here on HavenFootball.net.
The Swarthmoreian Weekly Newspaper has partnered up with HavenFootball.net. The Swarthmoreian was established in 1893 and is a true community newspaper and covers the Wallingford-Swarthmore School District as well as events in Swarthmore, Wallingford, and surrounding communities. Get your copy every Friday at 320 Market or Swarthmore Co-op or call 610-543-0900 for a mailed subscription. For all the local news, read the Swarthmoreian every week.
This is Ralph Lawler of the L.A. Clippers, and you're listening to high school football on HavenFootball.net.
Well, Chase Barlow had 4 touchdowns last year in a 6-game season. He has 3 in the first 2.5 quarters of this one. 35-7 Strathaven, as the senior halfback is now on his way to another, he's up to 72 yards on the ground. Panthers have a shot if, depending on how things go over the next half a quarter, they may end up with 300-yard rushers at this rate. Here we go. Shankweiler on to kick it away. The ever-dangerous return game here for Interboro with Brooks, Kamara, and Kyle. Kamara this time in the middle of the field. And they're going to angle it towards Brooks again. Takes it on a hop at the 10-yard line. Looks for running room across the field. No, I'm sorry, this is Kamara. With the ball in his hands, he's dangerous. Cuts back across the 30 and is wrapped up at the 33. Nice work there by a host of Panthers on the tackle. Fuskas, Harrington, along with number 36, Jackson Jeremiah, all in the neighborhood there on the stop. And it brings up the first possession of the second half for the Bucks. Interboro trailing 35-7. Julian Bulovas, the quarterback, with two for 8 throwing it. And now the Panthers are going to need to call a timeout maybe, or no, they've got, they run another linebacker on the field here. All right, here we go. Give is to Kyle, the tailback on first down out of the eye, and he takes it across the 35 to 36. Gain of 3 for Kyle. He's up to 9 yards rushing now. But, again, total yardage for Interboro, just 52 yards on the evening. Panther defense has been solid. Split end to the right of the formation. Wing to the right as well. I formation behind Bolivis on second down and 7. They give to the fullback. This is Kamara straight ahead. He'll drive to the 40. Good leg drive there, and Fuskas and Crawford on the stop after a gain of 4. So, Kamara, that's a guy that they want to find a way to get the ball in his hands. And now you've got Not a good sign here. Panthers with a player down on the ground, and hopefully nothing serious, but we'll keep an eye on that. So we're going to take a timeout, see what the issue is as we come back. All right, stick with us. Be back in just a moment. 5:32 to play here in the third quarter. Injured Panther on the field. We'll come back and check on him in a moment on HavenFootball.net.
Selling or buying a home is serious business. And for serious business, the key to your success is to work with an experienced agent. Sandy McCulley has almost 20 years of real estate experience and is a seller representative specialist, as well as a certified residential specialist. Sandy specializes in both Delaware and Chester County real estate. Sandy conveniently works out of the Media Berkshire Hathaway Home Marketing Center in Media. Let Sandy's experience be your advantage in today's multifaceted real estate market. Give Sandy a call at 610-368-6641.
This is Keith Jackson reminding you you're listening to High School Football right here on HavenFootball.net.
All right. Back after an injury timeout, Nick Filio, senior co-captain, is a little shaken up, but good sign here. He's going to walk off under his own power. Hopefully all is well from the health standpoint. In the meantime, it'll be third down and 3 for Interbro at their own 40-yard line. Well, it was a wild fourth quarter down at the shore. 8-7, Collingswood was leading until Marple Newtown squeaks out a touchdown late to come away with a 14-8 victory. So Marple Newtown will walk into George L. King Field next week with a 1-0 record. Panthers hoping to match that here. Third down and 3. Give us the tailback. This is Kyle, and he is belted.
Who got him?
Anthony Crawford in the backfield hammers him down at the 40. No gain on the play, and Kyle would like some more help after that one. Fourth and 3.
Fourth and 3 from their own 40, and they're going to go for
40,
it.
And they will at least line up to go for it.
Try
453,
to draw off,
452 and counting. Interbro trailing by 28, needs to come up with something here. Split end to the right. Bulavos back to pass, looking, pumps, has time, fires down the side. It is intercepted by Austin Connor at the 35, keeps his feet across the 40. Back to the middle of the field, spins away from a man, carrying tacklers into Interbro territory at the 48. The second pick of the night for the Strathaven secondary, and it's Austin Connor's first varsity interception. Well,
the sad part was he had somebody open halfway. He had three guys deep, actually. The middle guy was pretty much open. There's nobody on him, but he went for the longer pass. He would have completed that short pass, I think. But that's one of the things that's tough about passing in high school. It's tough to see everybody.
Well, Pearlman's going to come off, but Austin Connor's interception has him set up. First and 10 from the 46 as Pearlman comes off. Two tight ends, Green and Sutherland. Back to pass is Milligan. He wants it all down the middle. It goes incomplete. Incomplete, and he had two men out there, Green and Sutherland, looking for, and now you're going to get a personal foul against the Panthers. Or was it a hold? Looked like we'll have to look for that signal.
Green was wide open.
Green was looking for Sutherland on the post.
But he's pulled up a little lame here. He's hurting for something. Maybe a cramp.
All right. Either way, it's coming back. It would have been coming back.
Yep.
Flag on the Panthers.
Ooh.
And they're going to call a penalty. I think
holding.
I don't know if it was. Oh, it is. It was holding. Yep. Okay. Yep. All right. Sutherland checks out. Fuskas checks in at tight end. And Panthers just trying to come out of this thing healthy. So the holding penalty will put it back to the 40-yard line, our own 40. Turns this into first
26.
And about 24.
Okay.
All right, two tight ends. Give, and there's counter crisscross to Schuler, looking for running room off the right side. He's going to lunge out to the 45. Nice job staying home to make the tackle by number 20, Sadiq Gillard.
If they crisscrossed that to the outside, I think that would have been a touchdown. There was nobody on this side of the field. They were all reading inside crisscross. I think if he had changed direction with his speed, I think he would have been gone.
All right, second down and call it 19 or so from the 45. Two tight ends. And now Interbros looks like they're lined up off sides. No one, no whistle. Give inside is to Crawford, and he'll go nowhere.
There.
Nobody there to block for him that time. Nice job by number 58, Theo Demopoulos, on first contact. He'll drop Crawford for a loss of two. 15 carries, 97 yards.
Well, between the penalty and the poor execution, where this is the first loss series for the Panthers tonight.
Third and about 21. Let's see if they play this conservatively, or do you take your shot here? I don't know. We'll see. I mean, Interboro has covered very well in the secondary. That's been a bright spot for the Bucks. Two tight ends to the left. They give inside to Crawford, straight up the middle on the guard trap, and he's going to pick up near first down yardage, believe it or not. This is going to be fourth and manageable. And now Filios, who was injured a few plays ago, came back in the game and now is having some trouble again. So Crawford picks up a bunch right there.
Picks up 15.
And puts it in fourth, yeah. But you're down at the 43, so I think you absolutely just go for it.
All right. Crawford at 114 yards rushing now, and you've got some Panthers with getting some medical attention, and I don't know what's happening here. All right. Got somebody with taking
cramps.
Their pads off.
Oh, on this end? Okay.
On this end. All right. Lots happening here. Injury issue.
Are they trying to fix the pads?
Yeah, injury issue for.
This is like a pit stop.
For Filios, yep. So Panthers offensive line depth tested right away here as Farabaugh went out early. Aiden Williams in for him at tackle, and now Filios is. He's having some trouble.
There's no. Am I missing something? Is there an I in his name that I didn't get, or is that just the way you pronounce it?
There might be.
Filios.
Yeah, we'll have to check.
53. I got F-I-L-O-S, okay. So I don't know if it's Filos or Filos.
All right, here we go. Fourth and six. Panthers with a couple of substitutions now. Also checking into the game now is Jake Pertigon at guard, the senior, in for Nick as he hobbles off. All right, fourth and six. Panthers will go for it here. From the 42-yard line of Interboro. Nine men in the box. Give is to Barlow, who cuts it back, and he's now into the secondary, and look out. 30, 25, 20. Chase Barlow, another cutback, and into the end zone he goes. 42 yards for the score. His fourth touchdown of the evening, Barlow. We'll start the running clock if the extra point can go through. What a great, great job blocking by all of them. I mean, nine guys in the box. Terrific vision from Barlow. And you now have three Panthers over 100 yards on the evening.
Mm. How many times has that happened?
We'd have to dig deep for that one. Snap. Spot, kick is away, and it is good. We will have a running clock the rest of the way. Be back in just a moment. Stick with us. 2:26 to play in the third. Panthers have stretched the lead to 42-7.
Looking for a way to reach families in the Wallingford-Swarthmore area as well as surrounding communities? Our football games are not only broadcast live, but they are also fully archived for 1 year, so our listeners can tune in at their leisure 24/7. Go to www.havenfootball.net and contact us for information on advertising on our Panther Broadcast Network. Link your company to the fun and excitement of Strathaven football. Panther football and your company, a great combination.
This is CBS 3 Sports Director Beasley Reese, and you're listening to High School Football on www.havenfootball.net.
Well, we mentioned it a minute ago. Chase Barlow had four touchdowns all of last year. He has four tonight. 42-7. He, Anthony Crawford, and Matt Schuler all over 100 yards rushing. What an amazing job by the offensive line, tight ends, and frankly, the backs, all of them blocking for each other. And now with 2:26 to play in the third quarter, we will have a running clock the rest of the way. Shankweiler has it ready to go. He approaches, and now it's a short little pooch kick. It's going to come down to the 32-yard line. He bouncing off one tackle of Makai Clark, and that's enough. So Clark with the first contact. Fuska's there to clean it up. And really no gain on the return for number 22, Dom Gunter, the junior for the Bucks. So they'll put it down at the, where are they spotting this? About the 33-yard line. And, you know, we might have to go back to the, you know, 2002 state finalists or so to find a game where the Panthers had three different backs over 100 yard. That's your Dan Connor, Keith Davis, Lenny Carter backfield, Phil Atkinson, you know, that those years.
That you did off the top of your head. I'm very impressed.
We'd have to think about that. All right, here we go. First and 10, a little fullback trap across the 40. At the 42 goes, 41-yard line goes Kamara, and oh, not a good sign here.
Ooh.
Kamara wrapped up on the tackle, and now he's in some trouble with a
Hopefully it's just a
leg issue.
Just a cramp.
Hopefully just a cramp. But, again, hot, humid night. A couple of the Panthers have succumbed to some injuries here. Hopefully nothing serious.
Yeah.
And now Kamara, good sign here. He's going to hobble off, but with some help here.
But, Brooks, boy, when that cramp hits, it's tough to get rid of.
Brooks and the trainer are going to help off the senior. So he picked up a nice little guard trap there, picked up 8 yards, his best run of the night, and unfortunately might be his last run of the night for the Bucks.
Well, if it's just cramps, he should be able to straighten it out, but I don't know whether they want to hunt with a score like this. Why risk things?
Yeah, running clock and so forth. You know, Interboro already shorthanded tonight, came in without Alfred Thomas and, you know, a couple other guys that expect to contribute on offense. Here you got an I formation, Bulovas under center on second down and two. They give it to the tailback. This is number 11, Robert Forbes, who's been their busiest ball carrier of the night. He
got
has first down yardage, gain of about 4. He has 8 carries for 26 yards. And Interboro, just 67 yards of offense, 4 first downs on the evening thus far. Ethan Barrar checks out of the game. Good decision there. Checking in for the Panthers is number 45, Andrew Ensley, on the defensive line. He and Pertigan, along with Jake Millett up front, and Nate Perlman. Motion man, they give it to him on the jet sweep. Looking for room is Brooks off the left side. He fakes inside, cuts outside, and picks up a few. Matt Schuler in on the stop alongside of 85, Nate Perlman. So Brooks takes it to about the 48-yard line. And Interboro next week will play John Bartram out of the city, District 12 team, so should be an interesting matchup there. Chester the week after that should be always a challenge. Chester looking for big things this year, coming off their United 10 championship last spring. And then Unionville the week after that. Unionville, you want to talk about an offensive line. Panthers better hope they don't see them anytime soon. All right, here we go. There's Forbes off the right side. And now ball squirked out. And this is Bobby Fuskas going the other way. 30, 20. Bobby Fuskas is going to go 50 yards with a fumble return. Your first varsity touchdown in one of the strangest of ways. Ripped the ball free. And the Panther defense with 3 turnovers forced tonight. And that one ends up in the end zone.
Well, that kind of puts the rose on top of the cake, doesn't it?
My goodness. Fuskas with less than 1 second to play here.
In the third
quarter. We're going to call it a 50-yard return for the moment. We'll check the film to see exactly how far he ran, but Fuskas ran away from everybody. All right, here we go. Extra point try coming for Charlie Shankweiler. Snap, spot. Kick is away, and it is good. Snuck it over the upright or over the crossbar. 49-7. Panthers on top. Stick with us. We'll be back for the final play of the third quarter and a whole lot more. You're listening to High School Football on HavenFootball.net.
You probably have a deductible of $500 on your car insurance.
Why shouldn't it shrink each year you drive safely? Allstate thinks it should, down to nothing. Can you afford not to be in good hands?
Your local Allstate agent is Steve Taub in media. Give him a call at 610-566-3500 for all your insurance needs.
This is Keith Jackson. You're listening to High School Football right here on havenfootball.net.
Welcome back to George L. King Field. 0.6 seconds remaining here in the third quarter. And the junior inside linebacker, Bobby Fuskas, with a 50-yard fumble return with 0.0... Well, 0.6 seconds remaining and less than a second to go. The kickoff here will likely be the last play of the third quarter unless it goes out of bounds or is fair caught. But in the meantime, Panthers lead it 49-7. Chase Barlow with four touchdowns tonight. Matt Schuller, the second play of the game, went 90 yards for a score. And the Panthers have not looked back. 437 yards of offense, all on the ground. Defense has forced three turnovers now with two interceptions and now the fumble return. And Charlie Shankweiler with a high short kick. It's going to come down, take a hop, and come down to Kamara at the 18-yard line. Looking for room off the right side, trying to turn the corner with good speed. Cuts inside and breaks a tackle. Nice job. Still cuts back to his left. Still on his feet up the far sideline. Across the 40, across the 35. Three Panthers had a shot at him, but great work by Kamara, who, again, good sign for the Bucs. Mike, you said, like, oh, maybe it's just a cramp, and hopefully he's allowed to get back out there, and we were questioning whether he should come back out. Well,
right. I guess
he's just giving the Bucs a spark here. They'll start the fourth quarter at the 33-yard line of Strathaven. Stick with us. Be back in just a moment. You're listening live to high school football. Fourth quarter action coming up on havenfootball.net.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
Hey fans, this is Todd Lights, public address announcer for the Los Angeles Dodgers, and you are listening to High School Football right here at havenfootball.net.
Well, we've been trying to get you score updates from elsewhere, but touchdowns have been too fast and furious here. Fourth quarter action ready to begin. I'm Brian Carroll bringing you play-by-play. Mike Mayer with the color commentary, engineering, and more. All the stats and spotting, thanks in a big way to Andrew Kaufman and Pete Fulginetti.
What a team.
49-7. Panthers on top here as we start the fourth. And now you need to come out of this healthy and ready to play again next week against Marple Newtown, who was victorious tonight, 14-8 over Collingswood. Also, a few other score updates. Upper Darby trailing Bonner Prendy 9-6. Pencrest on top of Sun Valley 10-6. Here. First and 10 for Interboro. Shotgun look here for Bulovas. Four wide receivers. Forbes on his hip. They fake it to him and back to pass. Bulovas looking. Dumps underneath on a shallow cross. This is Brooks. Steps away from one man. Two men. Bounces out to the left side. Still on his feet.
Oh,
ball.
Fumble.
He is hit hard by, who's that, Harrington or Sutherland on the tackle?
Popped the ball out.
Sutherland knocked the ball free.
Yep.
But give him, pop the ball out of bounds. And 15, give him down to the 17-yard line. So gain of 16 on the completion. Best pass play of the night. And Brooks for the all-purpose yardage tonight with his two terrific kick returns. And now Bulovas with a 16-yard completion has given Interboro first and 10 from the Strathaven 17. Clock ticks now. Running clock circumstance, even incomplete passes will keep that clock running. Here we go. Split end to the right. And they give to the tailback, and going next to nowhere is Forbes that time. Nice job there by Perlman coming off. I'm sorry, not Perlman, 45, not 85. So Andrew Ensley at defensive end on the stop. Brings up second down and about maybe 8 or 9.
So gave him 2 to the 15.
Okay. Clock ticks, 10:40 and counting to play here in the fourth. Gulavis, 3 for 10 for 41 yards on the evening. He's under center, wing to the right, split end to the right, and they go with a toss play. Forbes trying to stretch it to this near sideline.
Nice play.
And nice work there on the stop. That's number 25, Alex Glavicek.
And that was also Fuskas who wrestled to the ground. Yep. Yeah. And that was just really nicely strung out. I mean, it would actually, Interbro did a nice job, but the Panthers followed right along and you know, decent gain on the play, but still kept it from being a big play.
Give Forbes about 5 on that last carry. Brings up 3rd down and 3 from the Strathaven 10. Interbro on the counter. Give inside is to Brooks, and I don't know. It's close. It's close.
He's
going to be
though.
Short.
Yeah,
he got 10, back to the line of scrimmage and not much else.
A couple inches maybe.
Panthers played that very well on the counter. Brings up 4th down and 2. So this is the best opportunity for the Interbro offense since that first quarter.
Right.
I mean, when the opening kickoff
took the lead.
Got the start at the 16-yard line, but Aiden Sutherland's interception squashed that one. Here, 4th and almost 3. Bulovas under center. I formation, wing to the right, split to the right, and they shift, and they give inside to the fullback, and going nowhere is Kamara, and that will do it.
I thought he was offside.
Yeah, Panthers get the stop there. It was a shift. He didn't jump. There was just a late line shift, and the Panthers defense holds. Wow. So Interboro's only score of the night coming on a 94-yard kick return. The Panther defense has held twice inside the 15. Panthers will take over on downs here, 1st down and 10 from their own 10. The senior, Nate Harrington, into the game now at quarterback.
Did you see who that was on the stop there?
I did not. There were
we'll catch
a
you on
host
the film.
Of Panthers
just,
there. Yep.
Just put in a zero or
host of,
blank.
Host of tacklers there host for Strathaven. Yeah.
That's right.
That's why we see the film the next day so we can figure out. By the way, the stats will be a little late. I have my grandchildren coming over, so I'll get it posted when I can, but I got to review all the film before we post them, so...
All right, have some substitutions here for the Panthers. Fuskas in at fullback, and you're going to get a false start. All right, Panthers jumped. Andrew Ensley's in at tight end.
Yeah.
You have 25, A.J. Glavicek.
Yep.
Jack Beck's still in there
at
center.
Okay.
But Ensley, number 56, Cole Miller in there at guard. 78, Aiden Williams, who's played a good bit of the game because Faribault went out in the first series. So this is, again, interesting, you know, that the Panthers, it's all good, you know, that they get some extra playing time here for a lot of different guys and try to keep everybody healthy for the next 8 minutes. On 1st and 15, the give is to the halfback. This is Connor off the right side. Picks up a few out to the 8. Give Connor maybe 3 on the carry. So Austin Connor with a nice night at corner with an interception earlier and now seeing some time in the offensive backfield. 7:45, 7:44 and counting to play here in regulation. Panthers with a running clock circumstance leading 49-7. This will be the first time in a long time the Panthers have won here at George L. King Field against Interbro. Now here's Harrington, who's under pressure. He's going to keep it himself off the left side. Take a nice hit there across the 10 and still picks up yardage out to the 13. So a gain of about 5 brings up 3rd down and about 7. So saying, you know, Strathaven, before their 2019 victory at Interbro, lost 3 straight to Interbro here between 2016 and 2018, 2 of them here at home. So, you know, you have to go back to 2002 to the last time that they played before that little series, and that was a big win to open the 2002 season for the Panthers as well. We'll get back to that in a moment. Give inside on 3rd down and 8. This is Harrington. The ball pops out, still loose. Scramble for it, and I don't know. Everybody trying to pick it up. Somebody pounce on it, and let's see. Ball came out late, and it is Strathaven football.
And the 1st down.
Excellent heads-up play there by number 45, Andrew Ensley, who recovers the fumble out at the 25-yard line, and a fortunate bounce there for the Panthers that it went forward. It'll give them a fresh set of downs with 6:20 to play.
If Enterrell needs a sign, this is just not their best night of football. Yeah. That was it. So that they had that ball dead to rights.
Yep. That 2002 game was the year the Panthers last went to the state finals.
Right,
and
exactly.
Interbro at the 4A level, the big school level back then, went to the state quarterfinals, knocked off North Penn, and you know, had a terrific team with Jake Sheffield and Sean Wasson, who's now an assistant coach, is just a sophomore. Here's Glavicek on his first carry of the night on a sweep to the left side. Clock will continue to run here as he picks up a few. Clock will run with the...
Keep the clock going.
Running clock circumstance here at the 28-yard line.
We do everything up here.
It's Mike, it's week one. You're making friends already.
Yeah. Everybody hates me. It's all right.
Where everybody's shaking off the rust of...
I'm dying to heat frustration up here.
Yeah. Here we go. Second down at 7 after Glavicek goes for 3. And here's Connor on the... Mustang sweep that goes nowhere.
Yeah.
Never really got that one going. Loss of a yard or two, and it'll bring up third down and about 8. Mekhi Clark checks into the game, and Fuskas checks out. 5:11 and counting to play here in the fourth. So heck of a start here for Strathaven, and look ahead to Marple Newtown. And I will tell you that, you know, Panthers have lost sleep over that Marple Newtown game for a year now.
Yep.
After losing last year 35-28 and in a game that they felt like they had many, many opportunities. All right, give inside. This is Mekhi Clark, his first carry as a sophomore in a varsity game, and he'll take it to a 30 and pick up a couple. Brings up fourth down and about 5.
Yeah, they're going to punt.
Yep. Panthers will get the punt team on. So, hey, everybody getting some practice.
Yep.
First punt of the night for the Panthers here, and this will be Shankweiler with, not sure who's going to long snap this, if this will be Barlow or if it'll be Ethan Barrar. But, hey, Panthers punted 5 times all of last season in 6 games, so they'll get a crack at it here with Shankweiler.
Not sure who's deep to return for Interboro.
Nobody's really
they
deep
don't have
to return,
anybody.
So they may just...
Here we go.
Okay, here we go. Shifting deep into return is Dom Gunter, and here's Shankweiler, a wobbler. It's going to go off the side of his foot, take a Strathaven bounce across the 50, and now an Interboro bounce, and downed at the 49 of Strathaven. So Barrar stops it dead at the 49-yard line, just 19 on the punt. And Shankweiler not too pleased with himself there. But
this is the game you want to do that in.
Yep, and frankly, I hope you don't see him standing back there
That's right.
That's
right.
He didn't punt very much last year with an offense that averaged 44 points a game. And, hey, 49 points tonight, 42 of them from the offense through 3 quarters is pretty darn good.
Yep.
All right, so the Interboro offense trying to get something else going here. 3:20 and counting to play as they break the huddle. Split to the right is Caden Walsh. I formation, wing to the right as well. And they give it to the tailback. This is Forbes still out there working hard and pushing the pile. Give him a heck of an effort for 2 yards. Nice tackle there from Sean Henry along with number 46, Chris Andrios.
Yeah, this is also the JV team essentially. So
yep. Panthers getting some reserves. And speaking of the JV team, that game will be Monday at 3:30 at Interboro. If you're looking for some more football on a Monday afternoon, I might sneak over to that one. It's about
you're pretty close
about
there.
3 minutes from my office, so I'll probably sneak over for at least some of that. All right, 2:35 and counting to play here. It's second down and about 8. They give it to Forbes off the left side, cuts it back momentarily, and is stopped after a short gain to the 43. Give him 4 more. So Forbes, 12 carries on the night, and a heck of a job at linebacker as well with a handful of tackles. He's been busy. He should sleep well tonight.
Yep.
Senior coming back after being one of their lead runners a year ago. Well, not even a year ago, about 6 months ago with that shortened spring season. 3rd and 4 from the Panther 43-yard line. Split end to the right, wing to the right, I formation behind Bulovas. and they toss to the right side. Forbes trying to stretch the play, has a first down. He's going to bang his way across the 40, down near the 36. Picks up 7, and we'll move the chains. So nice work there for number 11 in white. Clock should continue to run here at the 140 mark and counting. Ball at the Strathaven 35. The Panther defense has to be thrilled. Essentially pitched a shutout with their 11 defensive players from scrimmage to this point. Only the kick return, the only blemish. But Innerboro will have something to build on and hopefully can turn it around against Bartram next Friday. Here's Kamara on the sweep to the left side on the jet sweep. Cuts it back to the right. He's going to spin his way across the 25, down near the 20-yard line. 15 more for Kamara, who is up to 38 yards now on 6 carries.
He's come up game and again.
You're in a tough spot there if you're Coach Lux. You want your players to gain some momentum and some confidence, and then you just hope that they can stay healthy. And now, Kamara, hopefully this is just a cramp again.
Yeah.
But, again, he hobbles off with less than a minute to play here in a 49-7 game. Well,
based on the way they're treating him, it's definitely a cramp.
All right, let's hope. Get him hydrated and ready for Bartram next Friday. Here, 30 seconds and counting to play in regulation. Split end to the right. Bulova's under center. Wing T look with a double wing. Give us to the tailback. This is Brooks off the right side, and he'll pick up a couple and then is dropped there by Andreos. And now you're going to get whistles and is this a timeout? What do we got here?
They
will stop the clock unless it's a flag. I don't know that they even stop the clock for those.
Well, this one is.
But I guess they are. Okay. All right. Well, the officials will give us an explanation here. You're going to get a dead ball foul, personal foul against Strathaven.
Somebody's going to be punished for that.
Yeah, Coach Clancy will have something to say there. With 17 seconds left, you get a personal foul call here. And it's offsetting.
Offsetting.
Okay. Offsetting.
Oh, offsetting.
Both. Two guys had.
Oh, that also means that if the Haven had done it, that there would have been a 15-yard penalty against the other team.
All right. All right, what could be the last play of the game? Here we go. Bulova's back to pass. Pump fake. He wants it all. Into the end zone it goes. Incomplete. Overshoots his man in the end zone. Falls to the turf, and that will do it. Strathaven 49. Innerboro 7. A tremendous start to the 21-21 season. The Panther offense, fantastic. The defense, every bit as good. And the Panthers will go home happy after week one. All right, stick with us. Be back for a short wrap-up. And after a quick Twitter update, glad you're joining us here on HavenFootball.net.
PNC Bank has technology to help make banking easier, like a PNC Business line of credit or PNC Total Auto, a place online to easily find and finance the right car for you. Or PNC Home Insight, to search for a new house within your budget. PNC, make today the day.
PNC Bank branches in Nether Providence and Swarthmore are ready to help you with all your banking needs. Stop by and say hello. Make today the day. This broadcast is copyrighted by HavenFootball.net for the private use of our listening audience. Any other use or reproduction of this broadcast without HavenFootball.net's consent is prohibited.
Hi, everyone. This is Greg Murphy from the Phillies broadcast team, where high school football never sounded so good, right here at HavenFootball.net.
Welcome back to George L. King Field. The Panthers taking a knee over at the 40-yard line, and now you just hope that between now and next Friday you get a couple guys a little healthier. Really one of the only blemishes on a 49-7 victory over Innerboro, their second straight win in the series. And, again, no complaints with 463 yards on the ground. And Innerboro was well under 100 yards of offense until the final 6 minutes, or until the final drive of the game, frankly. Heck of a job there, Mike.
No, it was terrific. It was exactly what we expected. We didn't know what we were going to get from Innerboro. I had expected maybe a little tougher of a game than the Panthers faced themselves with. But I think their performance you know, very little. Were there any penalties other than that offsetting? Did Panthers have any penalties?
I think there was one block in the back.
Yeah, one block in the back.
That brought back a big run. But other than that, there really wasn't anything on Strathairn.
Really clean. One almost interception, but not, you know, no fumbling. No, it was just a nice, clean game. And, again, what we saw in the scrimmage, which is with those pulling linemen and sweeps and the speed and the running back situation. We even saw some nice passing, even though there's no completion record. But the arm is there, and that'll just improve as we get some distance between our receivers and our defenders. So I was very pleased. This is what I wanted to see. And, of course, you never know what you're going to get at Marple Newtown when you take them, and they're going to come in. They're coming off a win. So that's going to be a tough situation.
All right. So as you're talking, I'm sorry, I just distracted here. Checking a couple other scores. Scores and then something. Quick heads up and some our kind of thoughts and hope all is well over in Sharon Hill. Academy Park wins over Pensbury 42-0, and then there were gunshots fired after the game somewhere near the field. So, again, let's hope everything is okay there. Pensbury took cover and then sprinted to their bus. Let's hope there's nothing more that comes out of that. But that's big news from just a few miles down the road. So sick feeling there. But Perk Valley all over Springfield at the moment. Garnet Valley with the win. Unionville clobbers Avengrove tonight. All these scores and a whole lot more are things that you can check out on havenfootball.net over the next several hours and the next few days as we get play of the game up, as we get all the stats updated. And, again, big thank yous to Pete and Andrew for tracking that during the game and for all in advance for all the work that Mike Mayer is going to put in over the next couple of days and several weeks to come. But, frankly, Mike, it does feel a whole lot better when the Panthers have us smiling at the end of a night on Friday.
Yeah, and we have people in the stands. That's the best part of this whole deal. So, all right.
We'll try it again next Friday.
Say
right?
Good night, Brian.
Okay, well, good night on behalf of Pete and Andrew and Mike. Terrific job tonight. Thanks again to Pat Clancy for getting things set up here in the booth. Thanks for joining us on 920 WON or havenfootball.net. Final score tonight, Strathairn 49, Interboro 7. Brian Carroll signing off. Good night, everybody, and great football.
This internet broadcast has been a production of HavenFootball.net Incorporated. All rights are reserved. Thanks for listening, and good night.